I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Chrissy? Yeah?
No.
Okay, we're going.
Joe, no! What happened?
Hey, everyone!
Jesus!
Jesus.
Are you happy to be here?
I'm so excited to be here.
Listen,
welcome.
I make Vanessa happy. I give her.
She does. She gives me my messy openings, and I love it. Welcome everyone to Mamas and Merlot. Yay! Yay!
Woo.
My name is Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hola.
And Stephanie is not here again. She's on vacation with her family. And we're all jealous because she's at the beach, so I want to be there. Well, I'm jealous. I don't know. Chrissy doesn't look too jealous.
I don't like the beach.
Chrissy, I'm here. Beach. Who the fuck are you texting?
Your mother.
Oh, okay.
No, for real. Your mother.
What were you? You thought I was... I didn't believe you that you were lying when you said you're my mother?
No, I thought you took it like... Tu madre.
Oh, no.
Paula.
Because you said it in English.
All right. So.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
That male voice you just heard is Chrissy's husband, Jeffrey.
What up?
Hello, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, my husband for now. We'll talk at the end of this.
My work husband.
Yay. Yep.
He's still my work husband, and we haven't worked together in 3 years.
Fact. But we still refer to it. Yeah. So it happened.
And Chris, too.
So. Yeah, Chris, too. But he's not my work husband, so that's great.
He's your work husband, too? Yeah. We have a very strange triangle going on. And we have a very special guest today, Miss Paula.
Hi.
Hello, Paula.
Woo-woo.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I know you've been scared of us for like a year.
I'm terrified.
Why are you terrified? We are amazing.
I'm sitting right in front of you. I have plenty of reasons to be terrified.
I'm here for you. We that just is creepy. Met today, but I'm here for you.
And like, I need help.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, Jeff is here, which means I'm basically just going to be like fending off attacks from him.
Oh, what kind of attack?
What kind of abusive husband are you making me sound?
Do we need to have the police on standby?
No pa tanto. Oy.
I casually, while we were at the liquor store before we came here, looked at her and the beautiful lighting in the liquor store. I like how your hair looks.
Aww.
Like out of nowhere.
That's so cute. Yeah, and then I told him I hate my hair right now. It's
yeah,
crazy.
So you can win. Can.
I would do the same thing. Nary looks at me and he goes, "Baby, you look really pretty today." And I was like, "Thanks for lying to me. It's so nice." And he's like, "I'm not lying." I'm like, "Yes, you are. It's fine."
Yep. Can't win.
Can't win.
So Paula.
Thank you for trying.
So Paula, can you take a compliment? Because I can't.
Oh yeah, I can.
I
love myself, so.
Yes. So Paula, you want to tell us about yourself, Paula? About your children?
I have 3 children.
God bless.
Don't do that. 2 max, and if you can, 0 is amazing. No. So I have 1 5-year-old and 2-year-old twins. So the third one was not my choice. Wow. Came with a friend.
Yeah. It was a 2-for-1 deal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's 2-for-2. You still have to pay for both.
No gifts with purchase.
No, not at all.
Didn't they charge you only once for that? Because
no,
like...
there's 2 doctors there. So
yeah, 1 doctor per baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
That's only, and that's only the delivery doctor. Then there's like specialists, because it's high risk. So they, right. Yeah, I'm still paying for it. I'm still paying for Jude. So
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful.
Kids are awful.
I know what you're talking about.
Kids are awful.
You love kids. You're like ready to have one right now.
I am, but they're still awful. I was supposed to like do stuff today and they both woke up sick. Yay.
Oh, they weren't both sick. I thought
Oliver is creating boogers like it's his job.
It's viral. Don't worry.
And no, yeah. It's viral.
Oh, good. He just
She made up a hashtag. Her hashtag is viral.
Viral's
the new black.
The new black.
Yeah. And it's,
I like that. Yeah, I said it to Christy. I was like, I'm taking them to the doctor, but I'm pretty sure it's viral because hashtag viral is the new black.
I'm super glad that he high-fived me 75 times when I came here the other day.
Yeah. You should wash it.
It's okay because technically there is speculation whether or not we brought the germs into the house.
Oh, probably.
Because Nathan had it first. Remember, yeah. Nathan's had it since this weekend.
Oh, I was totally blaming him as a joke, not for real.
No, but we can do it for real.
When did you, okay. I didn't even hear when you blame me.
Because oh, I was to her, it wasn't to you.
Okay. Listen, you don't have to be there. You don't have to be there for us to talk bad about you.
I know that.
We do it behind your back
all the time. Aw.
What are mom friends? What are mom friends for?
To bitch about your husband and kids.
Please, because you and Nary and David don't talk about us.
No, we love you guys.
Oh, you're such a liar.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you for lying to me.
But yeah, why is that now? Like everything.
Oh, it's just viral. It's fine.
Because
they don't want to give you a prescription.
They don't want to give you a prescription. And that viral is just, they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So they're like, we'll just call it viral. They don't even test for anything. So how do you know what it is?
Right.
Your kid's got boogers. He's got a cough.
It's viral.
It's viral. $577 pay up front. Peace.
Exactly.
We've been too much to the doctor.
Yep.
Vanessa sends a video today of the kids in the
we went to urgent care.
Oh.
And, and she sends me a picture of them in the room and I go, oh, I know that room.
Yeah.
Very familiar with that room.
Well, they know me at urgent care. Like, weren't you here last week?
Yep.
Wait, so that was at the urgent care?
Yeah, that was at urgent
That's
care.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Did they charge you? Did you check to see if they charge you for every single one of those ear things?
I have Medicaid. I don't care.
And the Republicans
copay?
They're coming after you.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't answer my phone. It's fine.
I don't know her. But yeah, Vanessa took the kids to the urgent care today. And what did Oliver do?
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, first, they each have to take like 18 gloves each because they have 2 hands. So they need 18 gloves. And then they have to put them on and then their hands get really sweaty. So they take them off and then they put on a new pair. And I'm like, can you stop? Like, these cost money. Like, even though
they're not costing you money, you're Medicaid.
That's what I told my mom. I was like, I don't pay for stuff. I'm like, I don't pay for this, whatever, because the insurance covers it 100%. She's like, you pay for it with your taxes. And I'm like, all right, mom.
I don't even have a job.
I was like, well, what taxes? She meant more. She pays for it with her taxes.
Paula made it funny.
Whatever.
Paula's
really funny. Give her a glass and a half of wine, and she's going to be like, She's gonna be good.
We didn't talk about the wine. And you didn't toast either. This is my podcast or anything.
We don't normally toast.
We don't normally toast.
Oh.
But we can toast.
Who has time for that shit?
Toast to Medicaid.
The fantastic wine glass that I found inside of your cabinet.
That your wife brought to me.
Real women, I bought.
Oh, yeah? Real women don't cry, they whine. Mm-hmm. I selected this glass.
W-I-N-E.
Yeah, it's perfect for you. Speaking of wine, we actually have a wide selection of wine available to us today because everybody brought wine. Christy brought wine, and Paula brought wine, and Vanessa brought wine, and Jeff brought rum. Yeah.
And I forgot my Pepsi.
And what?
I forgot my Pepsi today.
Here's Alka-Seltzer.
Oh my God, you're so old.
Yes, she is. I gave her Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
Okay, so right now.
Somebody fucked.
Damn it, Paula.
Did you plan to match your mic cover?
No, but I like that I do. But
it's even got the design.
But let's talk about our wine.
Let's talk about our wine. Right now, we are drinking Christie's Choice wine. It is Once Upon a Vine, the Disney wine. That's her Alka-Seltzer. We are drinking the fairest Chardonnay because Paula likes whites.
Yes.
So we like to be nice to our guests and drink what they like.
I'm with you, girl.
So this is a 2011.
I like red, but in a sangria.
See, she got me into like red blends is what I can do. Red blends is the only one I've been able to really do.
Well, these old ladies at this table, these two right here, the Mercantinis, have got me into drinking white wine. Oh, so,
good job. Good job, old ladies.
Jeff is a basic white bitch.
Fact.
I love it.
And disclaimer, no offense to any...
No offense to white bitches.
Yeah, I mean...
But Jeff is as viejita as you can get.
I'm enjoying the shit out of this.
It's really good. I like it.
It is good. I like it. So far, we've had a couple of the Once Upon a Vines, the Disney wine, and they've pretty much all been pretty well. Oh, God. Jeff's gone. It's the second cup.
Glass.
Glass.
It is a glass.
I'm in a glass because I'm fancy.
He's a fancy bitch.
He's a fancy bitch.
Pinky up.
So, okay.
And they've all been pretty decent. We've liked them a lot. And like, luckily, I don't know. But luckily, and we actually found this one at a local liquor store for $8.99.
Yes.
Oh. It's a steal.
So, which is a steal because if you actually buy this at the Disney parks,
it's like $20.
It's like $20.
So they sell it at the Disney
They sell them
parks.
At the
this
hotels.
Is the, yeah.
They sell it at the hotels. They sell them at Epcot. And okay. They sell them in Disney Springs.
Yeah, this is the official.
When
like,
you walk into the World Showcase, like, you know, when, like, you pass the ball, you walk to the big Epcot. Lake. I like Epcot.
I love Epcot.
Now that I'm an adult and can drink, I love
yeah, it. I hated it as a child.
I hated it as a child. And my kid loves it because it has two of his favorite rides. It has Nemo and Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, he loves Spaceship Earth.
Drew doesn't like Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. Nate loves Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth is a
He doesn't like the way
nap.
It smells.
See, I love it. There's a company that makes candles that smell like Disney rides.
Really?
Do they have Spaceship Earth?
They have Rome Burning. That I've been wanting to get it for a while. They have Rome Burning.
She told us about
this. Yeah, she doesn't listen to me.
I don't listen to
They have
Jeff.
The Pirates of the Caribbean
husband,
water.
I got it.
I always remember that. Yeah, if Ansel told me, I would have never remembered.
But they have the Pirates of the Caribbean water. They've got...
we need to get these.
I think we need to get these.
They've got like the hotel smells, like the contemporary and like stuff like that. Yeah.
How do
yeah.
you... How
can
you
sense
like,
something like
down.
Bed bugs? Like
it's Disney. It's magical.
I know, but like, how do you sit there and be like, okay, I need a candle that smells like the contemporary hotel. Yeah. Like, how do you...
Well, you because we haven't been to the Polynesian yet, but I'm sure the Polynesian has some
It does. It has a,
smell. Because they have a candle for
It's the hotel smell.
For that, too.
It's hotel smell.
Is that a Dole Whip smell?
Ooh.
That would be amazing.
I'd rather just want to have a Dole Whip.
You could lick a candle.
Oh, my God.
You could do, like, Girls Trip and drink the hot wax when you're... Tripping
he
on
hasn't
absinthe.
Finished
I haven't finished it.
You haven't finished it.
I saw the first 10 minutes.
Go sit with Missy. Go watch it right now, and then you can come back when we're ready for you.
Okay,
you're grounded.
I'm just kidding.
Grounded. We can watch it later
on Jeff's Movie Wednesday. You need to watch it.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. But yeah, like,
you need to watch Tangled, and then you need to watch Girls Trip.
I haven't seen Tangled either.
I need to see Brave, Tangled, and that.
Okay, I'm gonna
I've
kick myself
pieces,
out. Like,
I've
I can't be a part of this
Tangled?
Group anymore. Huh?
Like, I've seen pieces of Tangled, and
I
watched
saw it in the like in the waiting room of the pediatrician's office. Yeah. But
I've seen pieces of it,
it's
and I
so good.
And I saw like the animated series for a little bit.
The animated series is awesome.
The only reason I really want to see it is because I feel like Flynn Rider and I would be BFFs.
Yeah, you would.
Based on everything that I'm hearing.
You tell it's well.
You
all I know is
the
area. All I know is that there's a totally unbelievable moment where she arrives at the village and like. These little girls or this little girl does her hair with like flowers and shit and makes her hair like all of a sudden go from 3 miles long to like this perfectly coiffed
it's
thing
Disney.
In the and then
it's
like,
Disney
no, that's not
magic
yeah, what the shit it's Disney magic
it's Disney magic and
the
it's
only thing I know about Tangled is that you can see the girl like in Frozen
mm-hmm.
like when yeah. they're walking into the castle mm-hmm. you see her there
it's
that's
Easter
all
egg.
I know about it
it's
I thought
Easter
that those
egg.
Were the parents
no
what isn't it isn't there's, that the theory that like her parents were
the
going
theory,
to the
okay,
wedding
so, okay so here's the conspiracy
oh here we go we're delving into the depths of conspiracy
but there's like it's like really intense
yeah
so Anna and Elsa's parents are supposedly according to this conspiracy are leaving ¿cómo se llama?
Arendelle
yeah. to go to Flynn and Rapunzel's wedding. So they die. Spoiler alert. Their ship sinks.
It's a Disney movie.
It's
parents
Disney movie.
Die.
Yeah,
parents
exactly.
Have
to die. I have yet
so
to
the
see
ship,
Frozen, by the way.
The ship sinks. So then when it's coronation day, they show, like, if you're watching the scene where they open the gates and, like, all the people start walking in, if you look to the bottom right-hand corner, left-hand corner of the screen, you see them from the back. You see Rapunzel and Eugene walking in. And then there's a theory that Anna and Elsa's parents' ship is the ship that Ariel scavenges
in Little Mermaid.
And also that Anna and Elsa's parents survive and end up in Africa, and they're Tarzan's parents.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So Tarzan and Anna and Elsa
are half brother, or no, they're brother and sisters. That's another theory that I read that and I was like,
I don't put it past Disney.
You never. I think it's cool, but
that whole shared universe thing would be cool.
It would be. It would be amazing.
And then and it ends up being that they're all Andy's toys. Little Mermaid.
She's not wrong.
The Little Mermaid took place in his bathtub.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, ladies all up in my business again.
The ladies.
Every time
the ladies or just ladies?
No, ladies.
The ladies.
But yeah, like no. I tried to say, so check out the Once Upon a Vines. We'll tell you this one so far so good. I think we are even ready to move on to our next bottle.
Yeah.
How long have we been recording?
15 minutes.
That's how I like to party.
Not even 15 minutes. 14 minutes and 5
we
seconds.
We can just leave our car here in Uber. Or sleep on the couch.
Yeah, you can sleep on the couch. Oliver's not here. You guys.
Oh my God, I'll do the Oliver pictures of me being reversed on his bed. Like, the pictures you send us of Oliver not using the bed ever the correct way.
I have plenty of beds for people to sleep in this evening because my children are not here.
Is Chewbacca there?
Chewbacca is there.
Okay, so lay down with Chewbacca.
And then hang on. I'm trying to take my notes.
Vanessa tries so hard.
I do.
What do you take the notes for?
Because we never remember.
When I edit, like, as soon as we hit stop, you are not going to remember what we talked about. You're going to go home.
Well, and if we're already on the second bottle of wine.
And Hansel's going to be like, so how did it go? And you're going to be like, good, I think.
We talked about stuff.
I think we talked about Disney because we always kind of
forgot. We can cuss, right? Because I haven't been on your podcast.
Yes, you can cuss.
Okay. Oh, I was going
to. You can say fuck. It's fine. Okay.
Well, because if you want me to talk about that thing later on,
we will.
I'm going to need to be able to cuss.
We're not there yet. All right.
I'll be cussing with you.
Okay. We're about to open our second bottle of wine, and I'll just talk about it now since we're here. It is Paula's Choice.
Yeah.
Winking Owl. It is a California Moscato.
It's from fucking Aldi.
It is from Aldi.
I love
it is $3.99.
No, $2.89.
$2.89.
$3.
Last week we drank.
We had a couple of Winking Owls.
Yeah, and last week we drank a Tempranillo. That one.
From Aldi. That was $5.99.
$4.97.
Excuse me. I don't know. I didn't buy it.
Listen, Aldi's wine section is kicking massive ass.
Yeah.
It is. Except that one gave me a hangover and I felt awful the next day. I did not take my bicarbonate, Christy.
Just saying. And also it could have been the three bottles of wine that we took down.
It could be.
Could be that. Took either three or four down. I'm not even sure.
Three.
There was a lot of bottles next to me.
Mm-hmm. See, I remember when I did the first episode with you guys, I think after one bottle, we were already drunk.
Yeah, because you brought us a bottle of wine that had like 17% alcohol. And that was so smashed.
A whiskey barrel red wine. It's a red wine made like
the red wine is they put it in a whiskey barrel.
They age it in a whiskey barrel.
It's kind of amazing. Really, it's called Big Six.
The thing that you just touched with your hands.
No, Vanessa makes me actually. Vanessa actually makes me use the cutter.
I use my cutter for what it's for. I tuck the phone off.
Not me. That I just like
drunk guys.
Forcefully.
Yeah, I know. Did you just
the white
I tuck
wine?
The phone.
I was letting you try to process what you were just saying.
The white wine gets me
the
drunk.
The thing with the wine.
The wine gets us sass it and trash it. That didn't rhyme. I was trying to rhyme.
Wow, this is going downhill.
Mama's in Merlot. What else would we do?
We are the Hot Mess Express.
For real.
I like it. I'm on board.
It has always been this way.
I need to get me one of those.
Those are awesome. I've had mine for
years. This is a gift from Paul Castronovo of the Big 105 Morning Show. And yes, I dropped that name. Stephanie's not here. Somebody had to do it, right? I love you, Steph.
I love you.
Yeah.
But, she's in the roaring 20s at the moment.
Okay. Roaring 20s.
Okay. So, do we have any fun kids stories? Oh, we didn't finish talking about what Oliver did.
You did.
At our drink here. Okay, so after, stealing a shit ton of gloves, they were turning the lights on and off and dancing, like they were having a dance party. And are you Snapchatting?
No. Don't call her out like that. Let her do her thing.
I don't know.
Isn't the joy of this that nobody can see what the fuck I'm doing?
Exactly, Vanessa.
I was just asking a question. It wasn't a bad thing. Just ask, did you snap?
Calling you the fuck out?
Yeah. Are you Snapchatting?
I want everyone to
Yes, mom.
Are you ignoring my story?
It's my podcast. I do what I want.
I want you to keep talking so it doesn't, the noise of me opening cookies.
I do what I want.
I needed the arguments to, I don't know. I needed the argument to hide the noise of me like opening up a bag of cookies.
You guys want some cookies? There's still some wine at the bottom of this bottle.
Kill it, Jeff.
I will.
Three drops of wine. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, that's three drops that aren't wasted.
Oh, God. This is going to be that type of night.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's because our kid is not home.
You know, our child is with his grandparents that are out of town. Yeah. And our other child will be sleeping by the time we get home.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
She's watching Shape of Water. I don't know how that will affect her.
She's going to quit on that movie after 20 minutes. Anyway.
I tried to start watching. Oliver. I was like, I can't do this. Okay, so then, whatever, the nurses came in. Like, we got attacked by three nurses at once, and they were, like, triaging them all three at the same time. And I'm like, this is very confusing because three people. Yeah.
All three nurses.
There's three nurses for two children. And I'm like, and they were talking, like, the two that were triaging the kids were talking to me. The one that was taking notes was talking to me. And I'm like, who do I talk to? And the kids were talking to me. So I'm like.
And you registered all three, both of them?
Yeah. Because Oliver's like.
All three?
I'm telling you, Oliver's producing boogers. Like, it is his fucking job. And he's getting paid overtime to do this. Every time he sneezes, it like splats onto the floor. Ew. It's disgusting.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm. White wine.
No. He just had Oreo cookie dust coming out of his nose. Jeff. Apparently our son's
that
snorting
is
Oreo cookies now.
Nathan, he goes and blows Nathan's nose and he shows me a napkin. He's like, look.
Well, your mom thought it was blood. First.
Brown? Dried blood is black right. And brown, yeah.
Man, no, it was Oreos, which now they're Oreos.
Did you?
Because I forgot that he was laying down on a chair, like, with his head all the way back eating the Oreos. So, of course, the crumbs all went into his nose.
Of course.
Where else
would they go?
Which, they're officially now Oreos.
No, I think he needs to punch whoever told him that they're called Oreos.
What was he calling them?
Black cookies.
Black cookies.
Aww. Exactly.
Well, my mom finally got to Jude. He used to call Netflix Snowflix, and we don't know why. And now he calls it Netflix, and I'm like, you suck.
People that are not parents can't, like,
it was her mom.
It was my mom. But my mom's always like, you need to make sure you're correcting him.
What
are you implying, Christy?
No, I don't know if, like, people that are not parents, like
right now.
Parents
to little kids.
Yeah, parents to little kids are like, you've forgotten because your kids are older. Like, how amazing it is when the little kid says something, you're just like, I'm just going to let that go because that's adorable.
Yeah.
And then, like, somebody teaches them something, you're like,
Oliver says some words in Spanish that mean absolutely nothing, and yet I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he tells me, okay, he says, he tries to tell me I'm eating fast, but he says, estoy comiendo fácil. And I'm like, you're eating easy?
Yeah.
Sure? Because fácil means easy. So I'm like, you're not saying the right word, but I get what you're trying to tell me, buddy. So I don't want to correct him because it's really cute. Like Sophie, when she was doing gymnastics, she wouldn't say gymnastics. She would say gymnastics. And I'm like, I like that.
We're going to go with it. I loved black cookies. I thought it was adorable.
Yeah, black cookies is cute.
Boo. Okay, continue.
So then Sophie thought it would be really cute to play with the thingy that they used to look in, like, your ears and your nose and your mouth.
Oh, I never let them touch that.
I usually don't, but I was already over it today. So I was like, they're not like pulling on it, whatever. So Sophie tells Oliver, give me the little thing, like the little tip that goes on the scope.
I mean, if you're going to do it right.
If you're going to play pretend, let's go all the way. Oliver goes to grab one and the whole thing comes off the wall. And those little tip shits go every fucking where. And I'm like,
you think that doctors call them tip shits?
I don't know.
Nurse, what the tip shits.
Can you pass me a tip shit, please?
Well, nurse, you need to refill these tip shits because they all fell on the floor. I think there was like eight left in the thing and they was completely full. So
did you take a picture of that?
I did. I will show you.
Oh, yeah.
I sent them a text message. I was like, look how cute they're being. And then this happened. Look how cute they're being.
Aww.
And then this happened. Yeah.
And Vanessa, how did the doctor feel about that?
The doctor was not happy.
The best was she's texting us this and I go, why didn't you hide it?
I would have thrown it in the trash.
I was like, throw them in your purse.
I threw them all in the trash, but the fucking thing was, how am I going to cover the container? The container was
You're
empty.
Just going to act like it was the person before you.
Right. When, no, when
come
you come
on,
back, you're like,
I'm going to get earthy here today.
No, what you do is you like, listen, Doc, I don't know who you have working here, but they didn't refill this.
That would have worked had Oliver not gone and grabbed another 18 pairs of gloves while she was in the room. That would have worked, but no. She sees my kid wasting supplies.
Those people know that kids grab gloves.
Yeah, well, she was not happy. Like,
well, fuck her. You didn't have to pay for it anyway.
Exactly.
So.
Thanks, Medicaid. So that's what happened in urgent care today.
Hashtag tip shits.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag tip shits. Hashtag viral is the new black. Well, Sophie has strep, so that's bacterial. She has antibiotics, but Oliver, they're like, he's fine. He just has boogers. I'm like,
he's going to have strep tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back to urgent care tomorrow so they can give me a prescription. Yay.
It's okay. You're just making connections. You're just making friends.
I'm going to go to a different urgent care tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Back to that one.
All right. Put mittens on them.
Like, don't fucking touch it. But why do they leave all of those supplies right on the bed, right next to the bed where the kids are going to sit?
Or the drawers that don't lock.
That was another one.
See, Nathan has never gone for those. He has gone for the pack of, like, face masks because they have the Disney characters on them.
Yeah. My kids can't reach the face masks. They can reach the gloves.
No, yeah, see, our 7-foot giant of a 4-year-old can do it.
No, our child knows to, like, push the seat towards the wall, sit on the seat.
And grab
look innocent. And then when you're not watching.
Yeah.
Pull. Because they have Disney characters on them.
Yeah, the little kid ones.
Yeah, which you would think. Cute. Disney characters on them makes you want them. Makes you wear them. No. Makes you want to play with them. Does not make you want to wear them.
No. At all.
See, if I take Hansel with me to urgent care and the kids, he'll tell the kids, stop grabbing gloves. But then he goes and grabs them so he can use them to clean the bathroom and stuff. Like, stop doing that. Give me those gloves.
I need some new gloves. That's okay. I love it.
Like, don't play with those. Daddy needs those. Come here.
I need those to clean the house. Thanks. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Nate, well, something happened today that was pretty funny because of how Christy reacted to it.
What happened today?
So, my parents, they live in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. We're out of Miami. They came down into town and they're taking Nathan for the weekend. And she's like, I'm going to miss you. Ma, you're the best. And he's sitting in his car seat in the back seat.
Dick.
And he literally, like, she's there and he grabs the door and just closes it on her. Just looks at her dead in the face and is like, oh, okay. Close the door and then, okay, let's go. And just leaves.
And I'm just like,
that just happened.
And then they left. And then they had to come back because my dad forgot his wallet and his
belly bag.
I almost said purse, but it's his fanny pack. Same difference. And his his phone.
Belly bag.
So I'm waiting.
Yeah, they're called belly bags now.
So no, I'm waiting. Not. Yeah.
Fanny really? Pack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fanny packs are belly bags too. Yeah. So they come back and they roll the windows down. And he goes,
give me,
because he calls him Nono. Give me Nono's phone. And I'm like, okay. So I give him the phone and he just yells at my dad. Roll up the window.
Like, he was ready for the drive. Like, he was just like, no, this is not a social visit.
Where are they
visit.
Going?
Up to Weston.
Oh.
Well, they were going
so
to go.
Fun. Weston is magical.
They were just, no, because they promised him
it's
a
magical
surprise.
For them. They don't have a kid tonight.
This is yeah.
They promised him one, a surprise. No, man.
I don't know what you're saying, no, man.
You're getting.
Don't fall asleep first.
You're getting white girl. you're getting white girl wasted.
Surprise! So. Still warm? Almost spit it out.
You got it. You got one, Jeff. Good job.
Oh, prepárate. I'm buzzed. I'm not even buzzed yet. Just wait.
Just
wait. Because after 2 Disney wines on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
No.
We call beer Disney wine because we ran out of Disney wine one time. Oh. We said we were drinking Disney wine.
Yeah.
Don't give the behind the scenes. This is not that episode.
Okay. I'm going to drink my wine.
You see what I mean?
He's sipping his tea.
Listen, I defended you once.
It's fine. I don't care. Take all the pictures.
That your husband's Hansel?
Yes.
Every time you say Hansel, I'm thinking of Zoolander. Hansel, he's so hot right now. Sorry.
Every time. He loves that movie.
I do love that movie. The first one, not the second one. But anyway, yeah.
What was the second one even about?
I didn't even see the second one.
I didn't see the first one.
Oh, the first one's great.
We should look at you the way you look at us.
No. You all have children. You should be watching the Disney movies.
I'm sorry, my child doesn't want to watch Tangled.
How did
he would like it?
Listen, my kid barely sits through Cars.
I didn't need a child to watch Disney movies. Before we had Nathan, I was watching Disney movies because of her. The made for TV Disney movies.
Sophie is obsessed with zombies.
Yeah.
But just the music. Because like we get in the car, Mommy, put zombies. And I'm like, okay. And then we get home, I'm like, do you want to watch zombies? No.
Well, that's like Nathan when he hears a song. He's like, bam! Oh, man, oh, man. Zombie land.
She knows all the words. Missy is also here.
Oh, Missy's here, by the way, guys.
She is couch surfing. She's watching Gene Kelly, apparently.
Either that or slaughtering a calf. Because it just sounds like screaming.
Same.
Yeah, but I don't know what to say.
Good talk. All right. Me, I'm the one that's going to be a drunk.
No, it's hot in here. It's always hot in here, Vanessa.
It's because I'm here tonight, babe.
No, it's always hot in here. Vanessa's house gives me hot flashes.
And Vanessa sits right under the air vent, so Vanessa's always cold.
We're all okay with you taking your shirt off.
He is okay with you taking your shirt off.
The silence that you heard on my end, listeners, was just dead stare at my husband. What are you doing?
I'm brushing off because the dog. So Vanessa's dog lady has an obsession with my crotch.
Vanessa has a dog lady.
Named Lady.
There's a lady obsessed lady with dog. Your crotch?
A lady. Oh.
That's not
and,
me.
And she just put. She just softly rests it on my crotch every time I'm sitting at this table.
Lady.
Yeah, you see? Vanessa just walked in. Just hearing that part of the story. Okay, oh. Yeah, let's not break stuff.
It's not my stuff.
Rolling.
Wow. Your cake topper's on there.
Your cake topper. That was an anniversary present.
Oh.
Not everybody does bobbleheads as cake toppers, babe.
Okay.
It's a cute idea, but
granted,
this one terrifies me.
We did it. With my shirt ripped, wielding a chainsaw, was our wedding topper.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Romantical AF.
That's what I do.
Okay. So, what are we talking about? What I missed?
Well, I don't know. No. We were just...
Nothing.
Nothing, really. Just talking about the dog and a lady has an obsession with my crotch.
Mm-hmm. And Baloo likes to nut check you.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Baloo does like to nut check me.
Every time.
Both of your dogs are obsessed with that region.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that Vanessa's dogs are assholes. That's all I know.
Yes. She gets to hear me ranting about how...
Baloo just...
I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast the day that Baloo got stuck in between the two fences.
And that I almost had to come over.
Yeah. I took a hammer to the fence. I was trying to rip the fence apart, and my brother was listening. I was talking to him on the phone. He's like, don't do that. I'm coming over. And I was like, but I need to get my dog out of the fence. Yeah, because I have...
Acting like she loves her dogs.
This is the fucked up part is that I do love them, but I hate them too.
All right, Baloo. I love you.
He's so pretty.
Take him home.
Yeah, Baloo's a good dog. Home. He likes to
run. Take him home.
What, Missy? Oh, I introduced Missy to crack and rum. Go get more.
That sounds crack, like you introduced crack her to and rum. Crack and rum. Not cracking.
Why did you correct me?
I'm
not doing crack.
I walked out.
Not
I walked
anymore.
Out. I didn't see her on the couch and I was like, Missy, where are you? She's like, I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, that's great.
And she goes, it's hard to pee when you're dizzy.
Missy, do you need me to pour the drink?
No. Demon.
She called him a demon.
Enjoy your drink and sleeping on the couch.
Wonderful podcasting. All right, Paula, so what have your kids done this week? Have they done anything fun?
Let's see.
Anything silly?
There are no kids here, so they don't think I'm a deviant.
We already said they're not here. You're okay.
Everybody's kids are here. No, I'm just kidding.
She's supposed to be watching.
She's a deviant. She's supposed to be watching the kids.
She's the babysitter.
She's on her third bottle of rum.
Jesus Christ.
She's an alcoholic, guys. I didn't want to say, I'm not saying it too loud help. Because she's also violent.
I have ears.
And she has supersonic hearing, which is blowing my mind. Oh my God. Don't move. Her vision's based on movement. Hi, Missy.
Hey, BFF.
You should hear the shit Vanessa's talking about you.
It doesn't matter. I forgive her.
She likes coming here.
So you like that rum?
Yeah, don't let me have another one.
Okay, that's gonna happen.
No, seriously.
Why?
Because I want to sleep in my bed today.
That's overrated.
In my bed today.
There you go.
Why is that weird?
Because Darius is going to come home and there's going to be two girls in his bed.
Oh. Yeah, that's going to be... He's going to consider that weird.
I think he would be okay with that.
He'd be like, greatest day ever. Yeah,
go out on a limb and say that he's not going to mind.
He's going to walk back out and come back in and be like, wait, is this like, habit?
Am I seeing this correctly?
Was there a genie lamp that I...
I'm holding backwards, so I'm
going to
walk away.
She's holding backwards?
That's good for a podcast.
She's holding backwards.
Oh, Missy, I was like, what is she holding backwards?
Missy, come here. What is it?
Missy, strong.
Already. After one glass of rum.
Mm-hmm. Did you make her more?
No, I didn't, but she made herself another one.
The rum that he gave her was like 90% rum, 10% Coke.
Today's rum is Kraken rum, which is 94 proof.
Jeez, do you want to kill her? Are you trying to kill our friend? We love her.
I offered her one. What?
This is...
Paula, kids!
Hey!
Talk to us about children.
Three.
I think Christy got
so lost. One of the twins is like an asshole.
Okay, what are their names?
Lennon and London.
Love it.
Boy and girl,
thank
right?
you, thank you, boy and girl. Lennon is the boy, London is the girl.
Oh yeah, she
loves
the Beatles.
Yes, I do love the Beatles. My dad named me after Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay.
Jude, Lennon, London because I didn't want to name them Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean,
and Hansel didn't like Penny Lane, but whatever, we won't go there.
Have you ever been to Liverpool?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, don't name them Liverpool. I love London.
This week has been kind of
Penny middle name Lane would have been pretty sweet.
That's what I wanted.
That would have been great.
That would have actually been.
It's okay.
That would have been great.
Okay. You can go back and change it. It'll be fine.
I could, right?
She's young enough that you can change her name.
I don't know. She's way smarter than her brothers.
I'm telling you. I mean, you guys only have Nathan, but like now that you have a girl,
yeah, way smarter.
They are so much smarter than boys.
When she plays like the interactive games on a tablet or something, mm-hmm. where it says say the R sound, she's like, you know, she like right. does that stuff. The boys are just like, they just watch it. They don't really do anything with it. Even Jude, and he's 5.
Yeah.
So
it depends on the game though, because some girls with certain games.
Listen, one thing is brain games. Another thing is hand-eye coordination.
Trying to look for a door that's 10 feet away
from
you.
That's hand-eye coordination.
She spent 30 minutes playing a game trying to climb up a wall.
I don't play video games.
She was trying to climb up a wall for 30 minutes.
There's a Tamagotchi app.
Yes, I have it.
I have been playing all fucking week.
And you can play on your watch.
You can?
Oh, yes. Shit.
Oh, shit.
The game has been
But I
changed.
Keep killing it because I have a job and they probably don't want me playing with
Mine
Tamagotchi.
Is like sleeping in its own filter right now. I need to wake it up. But I'm so excited. I've been playing for like 4 days.
You're a child.
You know
my
what?
My kid has strep throat. I'm like, I need to feed my Tamagotchi, bitch.
Give me my phone.
I'll give you your medicine in 5 minutes. I need to feed it.
I need to feed my fake baby.
I don't even like my real dogs, and I have a fake
one time
on
I found
phone.
A Tamagotchi at the Alfred Hitchcock thing at Universal Studios.
Like recently?
Well, considering that's been gone for quite a few years, no.
No.
Are you judging?
But it was.
I don't know. Maybe somebody brought one from Japan.
Did you ever go on that?
No. I'm defending you.
There's like a part where they show you how they do the cycle.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying like maybe somebody brought one back from Japan recently. I don't know.
Maybe somebody listened to you.
Having conversations.
That doesn't matter.
It's just Jeff.
And they recreate, show you how they did the psycho scene and all that stuff.
No, why would I ride that? Why would I ride that?
And I look down when I'm leaving and I see the Tamagotchi. And I'm like, all right, guess what I did the rest of the day at Universal Studios?
Took care of this person's Tamagotchi.
Took care of my Tamagotchi.
Because it's yours now, bitches.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. But yeah.
There's the ass, bitch.
There's the ass. She just needs attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But those are great names. Lennon, London, and Jude.
I know.
Love it.
I picked them all.
Love it.
He's like, Hansel had nothing to do with this.
Well, with Jude, I knew I was going to name him Jude before he was even like conceived. So he was like, I don't really like that. But he didn't have like any input. And then I was like, look, we're not married. You either choose the first name or the last name. So you choose.
We kind of
agreed on the name because we had so many that we were choosing
yeah.
from. The girl one, if we decide to try again, we're still up in the air of fighting on the girl name.
I am on the you should do it side, but that's just me.
You should do what? Should
have
do
another it. Baby.
It's not a matter
don't
of...
Don't do yeah, it because sometimes better. You get to...
And you're old.
I could be having going out of business sale down here.
Why?
Could you imagine if you give triplets?
It's a possibility. When you say the older that you get, like all the eggs just like fly out.
So look, what I found out after I got pregnant with twins.
See, now? Leslie Nope, babe.
No,
Leslie Nope.
No, I'm just thinking about all the names of the... I'm just thinking about the names of all the rest of the crew from Firefly that we can name our children.
Oh, because you want three kids.
Zoe.
That means four.
Zoe, Miranda.
You won't go now? You'll
give
me Miranda.
No, Kaylee Jane. Sorry, Kaylee
Now
Jane.
You'll give me Miranda.
No, because you have Miranda Jane.
Now you'll Kaylee give me Jane. Miranda. Asshole.
And Wash.
Wash? Like wash your clothes?
Like Washburn.
Wash your
Washburn.
Burn.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I know, I wouldn't do that.
But yeah, like
we didn't even name our son after. We named our son after Nathan Fillion, the director. I mean, the actor.
Okay.
Because
I don't know who that is.
Did Castle? You watch Castle? You ever seen Castle, the show on ABC?
I know of it.
The writer, the main guy from that. But he started
the priest from Buffy.
Yes,
he started. he was the main character on one of my favorite shows, Firefly.
The priest on Buffy.
And I was like, man, I really like the name Nathan though. I wanted to name him Nathaniel because I was a history major.
Yeah,
but she did not want to name him Nathaniel.
I refuse to name my child Nathaniel Mercancini. That's a lot.
Well, look,
Nathaniel Archibald.
Cancel pick Jude's Archibald. Middle name. Bro, so his Nathaniel name is Jude Archibald Fernando
Mercancini.
Name.
Because that's just a lot of name.
Like, that's a lot of name.
A lot of name.
A lot of name.
She sounded
the
like
that's gonna get
like
drunk
when,
first.
Like Monica when she was sick, but said she wasn't sick.
Yeah.
It's no, a race.
It was just too
I'm
long.
Fine.
Mercancini alone is like a super long name to put on. Yeah.
Put a hoodie on and just taking it off now.
She's having a hot flash.
She said it was hot.
She's having a hot.
She said
it was hot, so
hoodie.
I made it colder. She put her hoodie on and now she's taking it off again. Jesus. Make up your mind.
Holy shit.
This podcast is a mess.
I love it.
Cats is a mess.
This is the best.
My husband in his Hufflepuff shirt.
Don't fuck with the Hufflepuff.
I was looking at it. I was like, oh.
It's awesome.
I'm one of the only Hufflepuffs on the planet besides Neri.
Neri, you've adopted Neri. You like recruited
I was the
him.
Only one accepting. Everybody else were assholes to him. All the other houses. Ravenclaw, yes, Ravenclaw.
He's not a Slytherin.
Yeah, Ravenclaw. Dave.
He's
Dave
not a
said,
Ravenclaw.
I'm gonna pretend to send you an
he
invite.
He can't read.
He's oh. either a-
first law of Ravenclaw. You can read.
Yes.
He's either a Hufflepuff or a Gryffindor. Like,
basically,
those are his two options. But he's
and
not
why
a
is
Slytherin
this?
Because he's not mean enough. To be actually
here's the funny thing is I never read the books, I've seen the movies.
He could be.
But what happened could was be. We were at Universal Studios and I saw everybody in Ravenclaw, Slytherin, and Gryffindor outfits.
No, so you were like, I want to
be different.
And
I said,
different.
You know what? Hufflepuff isn't being represented. And so I would whenever I'd see somebody with a yellow scarf, I'd terrify him. I'd go, Hufflepuff, yeah. What up? And I'd high five them and she's like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I wanna go with him now.
Yeah. And not to mention
I'll totally be a Hufflepuff just to walk around.
Not to mention, it's a honey badger.
Honey badger don't care.
Honey badger don't give a shit.
Honey badger don't give a shit.
Is their house? You know, so I went with Hufflepuff.
I learned so much today.
We just went to a Harry Potter themed birthday party where it was drinking competitions. And for the first two games, I was the only Hufflepuff in a house of 40 people. So I was the only person that was competing for Hufflepuff. And I was winning.
That's
but
terrifying.
Then the other Hufflepuff showed up and they sucked.
Yeah.
They made you lose the game.
But I was.
Yeah, I don't even know if. I don't think that they understood that there was participation needed of them.
But
they were too busy getting stoned in a corner because that's what Hufflepuffs do.
Listen, did you see that they made an off-Broadway show?
He didn't say
it?
I was wrong.
No, I didn't. Can you not fucking put my business out there?
That's not your business.
They did you see that they're doing a off-Broadway show called Puffs? That it's about Hufflepuffs.
I need to
throughout what happens during the Harry Potter.
That's amazing.
Supposedly, it's from the view of the Hufflepuffs that didn't get any anything in besides. What's his face in,
you?
In the
They're
Goblet
like,
of
what
Fire?
What the fuck is happening, dude?
Like, these crazy motherfuckers in there.
Does that mean we gotta go? Does that mean we gotta do shit? Yeah. Oh, no, the Gryffindor's got it? Okay. I'm just going to go back over there.
Do you need
basically,
my... Do you need my... No? Okay.
You don't need right. me? I'm good. I'm on a, I'm, a,
I'm pretty sure I'm the on. Hufflepuffs and the Ravenclaws basically
I feel like I would
spend...
get along really well with the Hufflepuffs.
I mean, you do.
I do.
Cheers.
I feel like the Ravenclaws... I feel like the Ravenclaws and the Hufflepuffs spent, like, the first three movies going... They got that, right?
Yeah.
We're just going to go back over here.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm going to go study. We're going to go...
I'm a Slither Puff.
You're a Slither Puff?
Yes.
You still need to make me that coffee mug.
I do.
The one that says, I don't give a Hufflefuck.
Me too.
I need that coffee.
I need one.
I just...
But you're I not a Hufflepuff.
It doesn't matter. I just want the mug.
Here's where I... Let me explain this to
you. She got a Cricut, and we have been placing orders since she got the damn Cricut. Have we seen anything?
No.
The thing is, they keep asking me
actually,
for shit.
Actually, she made
these. There's like 17...
These.
They ask me for stuff all the time, but nobody ever like...
I need,
reminds me or put
you took over my office to make your
Christmas.
Fucking factory
and I did it for Christmas
and what is it and what year shit what month is it, April?
I'm not actually
how
sure
how long ago did Christmas happen
30 days have September I didn't, April a long time
carry the 4 7,
too many days
too many. A lot and I still haven't gotten it back into my office.
Listen.
So when did you get the Cricut?
I got it like 2 years ago.
Oh, I thought it was like a new thing.
No. She's made great shirts for us and everything.
Technically, it's still new because she has.
She should make shirts for them.
Oh, no. I gift with it like a lot. Like, last Christmas, I gifted like crazy with it.
I have a Silhouette. I have a Cricut too, but I haven't used it.
No, I don't have
years.
A Cricut. What are you talking about?
You have the Silhouette, whatever.
You've been volunteered, by the way.
To do what?
You've been volunteered to make shirts for our Disney trip. You're volunteered.
Yeah.
You're not even
okay. I can do
yeah,
that.
Because we're all going. The
we're
Sands,
never getting these shirts.
The Sines family and the Mercantini family.
And Missy.
And Missy.
And Missy.
And my
Missy,
mom.
Are you going to Disney?
What the fuck? It was my phone.
Oh. And my mom.
Don't spill the wine.
Yeah, she said yeah.
And yeah, she's fine. And don't forget. And don't forget my mom.
And she's coming.
Yeah. She's not gonna go.
She's gonna go.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she said she's coming.
Paula, over under that her mom's gonna come.
No, I'm kidding.
Under.
My mom's listen.
Missy, nobody's letting anything out.
My mom is my mom's dislike for large groups of family is overpowered.
Like your family
in general.
Just in general.
Is overpowered by her want to go to Disney. What is happening? Why are we screaming?
Yelling at me.
Oh, why is she crying?
I'm not.
Oh, I was like,
she's just drunk.
It's just my face.
Gene Kelly's kind of emotional. What? Are you going to Disney with us?
I don't know.
Isn't BookCon that time?
No, I'm gonna cancel New York or.
Do you not look at the chat?
Never.
No.
Missy, you so you're not gonna go to Disney? Okay.
Why is that? Why did that?
You can room with Julie.
I don't know. Why'd you come over here?
I'm on my own room.
We're gonna get a house.
But
Polly, you want to come?
Just
because he wants to see
kids?
Your face.
I just wanted to say hi.
No,
oh, no, we're going.
Oh, fuck that.
Bye, Missy.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, why did we have the door open? We could have had the door closed this whole time.
Because we wanted to hear Missy.
Just in case Missy wakes up and we need to take care of her.
I can take care of myself. I'm a strong.
Stop yelling!
She doesn't aspirate on her own mom.
We're recording!
Stop yelling at me!
Are you sure you and Missy are related?
It's like being with teenagers.
I think we're pretty much related.
I feel that you and Missy were separated at birth. I'm so tired.
How much have you had?
Not much. I'm just tired.
She had Red Bull and wine.
I should have gotten the big Red Bull. You didn't. Like,
I've never had.
You
Red
mean
Bull.
The heart attack Red Bull that you wanted to get?
I've never had Red Bull or Monster or any of that.
My supervisor at work.
Look at me. I could have a heart attack if I fucking drink that shit.
He said that he tried Monster once and almost had a heart attack.
I don't like Monster.
He says Red Bull's Red Bull. It's not as it's not safe, but it's safer.
Realistically, I asked the doctor about this. The technically the safest. One, if you're going to drink any of those things, are those 5-hour energy shots.
That's what Hansel drinks.
The little things, they say that they're better because they have less sugar. Because they all have the energy and all that craziness, but that those little shots are less, like, sugar. Right. Because that's the weird...
But
like,
to me, like, Red Bull smells like...
I love the taste of
wet
Red Bull.
Towels. And I just... I don't know why anybody would drink it.
I love the taste of Red Bull. That's not my only problem because I like basically lived my 20s with Red Bull and vodka.
Classy.
Because she's a sorority girl.
They had Red Bull in the 20s?
Yeah, that's before. That was after I realized
she had a time
that.
Machine.
That was after I realized that that vodka and cranberry doesn't do shit.
It doesn't help you with your UTI, Christine. Yeah. It just doesn't.
I would tell that to my mom all the time. And she's like, are you taking care of yourself? Because I have like, when you're drinking and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, mom, I drink vodka and cranberry. I'm fine. She goes, you do understand that doesn't help your kidneys.
But it helps your bladder.
It helps your kidneys, not your liver.
Yeah. She's like, at least drink beer because then you just pee a lot.
You do a shot of vodka and a shot of water. Shot of vodka, shot of water.
Thank you, John Taffer.
John Taffer.
Okay. All right, guys, so I don't know where to go from here.
You've just lost all control.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I see I'm ready. That.
As soon as you want to talk about...
Okay, so...
That lady?
Let's talk... Okay, so let's talk about it, because we've
hold
had...
Hold on, I'm chug this second glass of wine.
We've been... Your second.
He forgot how to count.
Maybe it's third. It might be three. It is three.
So let's give some
maybe,
background.
No, because the rum is one.
Vanessa, give background.
Okay, so this week-ish... There
stop
was.
Yelling!
Will you stop yelling? That she's hearing that on the earphones.
Sorry, I know she is.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Thanks for ruining.
She's not screaming into the mic. To his credit,
I'm not. I did it on purpose. Fuck.
She's not paying attention.
She's no, she's not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
and screaming. I can't tell if she even has the mic on her because she has it blended into her shirt.
That Missy just texted the group. Stop yelling at me, Jeffrey. Oh my god. Okay. So there was this lady who was going on a Disney cruise with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 25 weeks pregnant.
25 weeks.
That was 24.
That was 25. I think
24 is the cutoff.
I think, okay. No, I think she was like 24 in a few days, but she was going to be 25 weeks by the time she got off the cruise. As Paula said, the cutoff to go on a cruise is 24 weeks.
Not 24 weeks in one day, not 24 weeks in 3 days.
Nope, 24 weeks. You cannot be over 24 weeks. Once you hit the 24-week mark, you are not allowed to sail.
And FYI, why they know this information.
We both worked at cruise lines.
Oh, cruise line. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
She doesn't work there no more. That's but right. Okay, so we both
worked Carvel ice cream.
Yes.
I love that.
I worked at Carvel.
She don't work there no more.
She works at a different cruise line now, which we will not mention.
Yes.
But we are both very familiar with the cruise industry. Neri worked at the cruise line as well. He works for cruise lines now, but as a onboard entertainment.
Exotic dancer.
Yes.
As an exotic dancer.
So Paul and I are
for me?
Oh. We're familiar with the ins and outs of like cruise policies, like the rules and how strict or flexible they can be.
Yeah. And that's not one of the ones
that is
flexible.
Not a flexible rule at all, because God forbid you happen to go into preterm labor. There's no accommodation set up for that. Like there is an infirmary on board, but really they're going
to
give you a Band-Aid and they're going to tell you to go lie down.
Yeah.
Like that's all they can really do for you. But I mean, they can call.
Yeah, they'll call.
They'll call the Coast Guard. But there's
$20 billion.
Yeah. In the meantime, while you're laboring, they can't do anything for you because it's not a hospital. So this woman shows up with her whole family, all her little kids, all ready to go, and she's like 24 weeks in a couple days. And the way I read the story, she was claiming that they actually got on the ship and then they removed them from the ship.
No.
But I read that and I was like, that would never happen.
I think she got to the other section of the check-in. Because in
yeah, I think she went to like check, like she checked her bag, then she went to like do all the immigration stuff, like where you turn in your passport, you set up your sail and sign account, and like your onboard spending account.
Yeah, all that like area that you hang out in before, and like you see the ship.
It's like right there, but you're not like, on it.
And you're not walking on it. You're not getting on
it's
a
like
ramp
the
to it.
The first one you pass, you show everybody that you're actually going on this cruise.
Right.
Then they
you pass security.
They scan your bags to make to see how many bottles of liquor you're trying to sneak in.
Yeah.
Mouthwash.
You put them on your body if you want to get them in.
Ooh. Mama tip.
I'm gonna isolate that mama tip.
Mama tip.
I'm gonna just
That's
insert it every time we like say like this is not an advice podcast, but we have advice for you.
Mama tip.
I like that. We can keep that.
Tell me when I can yell at her. Tell me when I can yell at her.
Okay, wait. No. And to give, also, she said that she had a letter
from her doctor.
From her doctor allowing her, which, tres pingas de importa. Like, it really doesn't matter.
Yo, not just one ping.
Three pings.
Three like, pings.
Your doctor says it's okay. What your all your doctor is going to say is...
Yeah, she can go.
Yeah, she's pregnant, and I'm going to wash my hands of responsibility.
Yeah. Because why?
Because there's nothing he can do about it. Once you leave his office, there's really nothing he can do about it.
And basically, the only thing the letter said is she is
safe to travel.
Safe to travel, not a high risk pregnancy.
Yeah.
Most probably, that's all it said. That doesn't mean she could not go into labor at any time. So now,
you
Jeff,
don't know.
Get her.
So, wait,
there's more. There's more. So she is a vlogger. She's a family vlogger.
Okay, so you do know that info.
Yeah.
This is not their first.
So this is not their first Disney cruise. They, my favorite is that she claimed that she was not aware of the cutoff time for the pregnancy. Like, she did not know that 24 weeks was the limit.
Right.
Then why do you have a letter from your doctor?
No, she, so, okay, I'm gonna jump in the little bits with you guys. Because, so, she claims that she was not aware of the policy, because I read the New York Times interview that she did. She says, I was not aware of their policy. However, she is a travel blogger who apparently... Now, I haven't seen the other articles, so for the people listening, if it's misinformation, I heard this from Paul when they were talking about the story as well. She is a travel blogger.
From the 105.9 Morning Show.
She is a travel blogger who has been on a Disney cruise before.
Right.
So she's already been on a Disney cruise.
In her defense, if you are not pregnant, you're really not aware of the pregnancy rules.
Cool, but if you are pregnant, maybe you should look at it.
Yeah.
And if you are enough to get a letter.
If she's cruised before, they've asked her, are you pregnant?
And if you're a travel blogger,
you should
part
know
of the
that.
Thing is you kind of know what the guidelines are.
I just think she
are.
Acted like an asshole.
She did. I completely
agree. The whole time she's like, kids, they're not letting us get on the ship. Like, you're
and then she comes
asshole.
Out and says, oh, the guards came up to us with AR-15. Okay, so let me tell you what happens in the world that we live in today, lady. The port of Miami, which is a major port, they have guards that are always there. The police officers are always there with AR-15s. The guards are there with AR-15s to protect the port, which is a major port of call.
Right. It's a major, it's a shipping port, it's a vacation port. Like, it is a huge port.
It's not because your ass that didn't read the policy can't get on the ship. Yeah. They're always there. And then she's like, oh, they're taking forever. Half of their bags were...
What?
Continue.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
half of their bags were already on the ship.
Yeah.
So it took some time for them to get their bags to get them off. And they were complaining, oh, it's taking too long. Oh, this.
Because they were outside in the sun.
It's Miami.
There's always sun.
You're going on a cruise.
Yeah, you're going on a cruise. Are you going to not go on the Lido deck the whole time?
Nope.
Because the sun's too much?
Yeah, and then she was like, oh, I just don't like the fact that they're, they have the guns. I'm gonna, again, they're not.
They weren't pointing at them.
The guns were literally like
hanging
like neck holstered. Like they weren't even pointed or to a side. Yeah. No, they were like
they were
attached
holstered.
To them like if it was like a G.I. Joe doll that like
prepackaged like that.
The part that bugs me about the whole thing is that she recorded her whole ordeal.
Yeah.
You are not allowed to record. Once you pass security and you're in that area where you're checking, you are not allowed to be having your phone out. You can't have your phone out. You can't be taking pictures. You're not supposed to have electronics because of safety for the ship.
She did it because
it'll go viral. That's the thing.
Look at us talking about it.
Yeah.
If you fart the wrong way, somebody's going to make a video.
I never fart the wrong way.
No,
So you fart the wrong way in society nowadays, and somebody's going to make it viral, and then now it's you know, the internet is going to just blow up about it. You know, and now she's getting New York Times interviews and all that stuff.
Yeah, now, bitch. So now she'll get like 8 billion more subscribers on her stupid.
Yeah, because her vlog is blowing up.
But did you see my favorite, honestly, in that video?
They don't talk about policies on the blog.
in the video, with her, like, that she tried to talk to some of the gate agents, like the desk agents that are there. And oh, I love her. There's this, like, sassy little black girl that she's just, like, not having it today. And I used to work at an airport. Like, I was a gate agent at an airport.
And wasn't it a Bahamian airline?
It was Jamaican? It was Paradise Island Airlines.
Yeah.
Totes legit. Yeah.
It's like that there's goats going down the aisle and it's like a propeller.
Is that the airline that Neri talks about that asked him for his weight?
Maybe.
By the way, just want to point out, ladies licking my kneecaps.
Oh, then you're going to say something else.
Whoa.
My brain went
that's
somewhere
for later.
Else. Okay.
Wait, what?
I don't want to be here for
your
that.
Peanut butter? What?
You know, and but like I worked with I love some. I'm not even paying attention to this. I just keep going.
I'm gonna drink my wine.
But the girl, like, she's like has her heads on, and like you see, like she's that she starts to like put the camera in her face. That's how you just ignore them and you keep going. It's the way that this podcast gets done. Just keep push through.
You gotta push through to finish your story.
The mistake was of Vanessa was like, "Hey Jeff, come on on,
come on on."
Well, come he goes, on, I don't want to. He's like, "I don't want to crash your podcast." And I'm like, but you really want to talk about this cruise lady, so you should come.
It just annoys in the morning.
No, I was just like in the way that she was like filming the kids and like aren't you supposed? The kids didn't even fucking give a shit. They didn't even know.
She's that self-entitled fucking type of person.
Yes.
Is it wrong that, okay, so I've been on a few cruises with my kids, as have you.
Yeah.
And I was watching this and reading the story and I'm like, she should count her lucky stars so she doesn't have to take her fucking kids on a cruise, because it's so exhausting. Like, it is one of the most, I take my kids to Disney all the time. Neri and I take our kids to Disney all the time. Taking the kids on a cruise is one of the most exhausting things ever, because you have a teen and you get one of the gigantic family suites that Royal Caribbean has, but but like you, if you're in a regular cabin, a regular stateroom, it's two beds and two twin bunk beds and that's it. Like, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You're either on the bed or in the bathroom, and with two children, three in your case, like, there's no room for their energy, and they just literally are bouncing off the walls.
No, like, right. The best thing is...
And there's no internet. Well, I mean, unless you get, like...
Well, Royal's internet is better than Carnival's, so it's worth it.
No, but it's... But not people that's can see gifts on Royal's. Expensive.
Hmm?
People can see gifts on Royal's.
They can see gifts
well,
on
like,
Royal's.
Well, like, I have my friends that in
that
a week...
That is shade to Carnival.
I have friends of mine that in a week are leaving for a Disney cruise.
In 2 weeks, I'm leaving on a cruise.
Well, but my friends are going...
by yourself?
Like, no children. Five of my friends are going on a Disney cruise with all their kids. Bad and idea. Jeff, like, Jeff goes to me, he sent me a message the other day, and he goes...
Pretend you didn't know you were pregnant and get out.
Yeah, no, Jeff goes to me, like, he sends me a message, and he goes, oh, are all your friends going on a cruise? And I go, yeah. He goes, did we know about this? And I go, yeah. He goes, and we're not... I go, not in God's name, no. And he goes, oh, you don't want to... He's like, I want to do a Disney cruise. I go, give me a couple years where I can drop his ass off in the...
You can do it now. He's old enough now.
No, I don't want... Not right now. At least 6, 7. We'll talk.
42.
42.
What? Oh, when he's 42. Got it.
37.
Jesus Christ.
But like, and
you
I was like,
said
no.
42.
I'm like, I've said it. I am not taking Nathan on a cruise right now.
I'm going to take my kids on a Disney cruise. If I'm taking you on a Disney cruise, it's going to cost me my entire salary.
Yeah.
I want you to remember it. I don't want to have to be in a picture like, look, remember when you went on a Disney cruise?
No, and I want to enjoy
this shit yourself.
And I want to enjoy it. I want to actually be able to like stay up all night and do this stuff and not think, not all night, but you know, like
until like 11.
Yeah. But but my favorite thing about this whole like pregnant lady thing is that the video that she's shooting, at one point she's at the gate and there's this like sassy little black girl like working the counter, and she starts just like screaming into the phone about like, they're not letting us in and blah blah blah, blah. And like she points the little camera, I guess, or whatever she's using to vlog this, to the gate, to the counter, and the girl, like, she's just looking at her and she's like, well, because these people, blah, blah, blah. And the girl just looks at her and looks at the girl next to her and go, why is this woman talking to me? why is she screaming at me? And I lost my mind laughing. And then you see her like go, mm-mm, and she walks away, walks into, and the girl's filming her walking behind, like, because in...
And then she says, look at these Disney employees not even wanting to listen to us.
And then and then you see the girl talking to whoever, like her manager or something, behind like this like glass partition. Like, it's, you could see like them. It's like the cubicle wall, but it's a glass wall. And the girl's just, she's like pointing at the lady, going, she's like, you could tell she's going, I'm not talking to this woman. Why is she getting me? Stop taking
this crazy white lady.
Yep.
It was amazing. Yep. That is the star of that video for me, because that girl was just like, what? And no, but the best is that she looked at the lady, the video camera, looks at the girl next to her and go, why is this woman talking to me?
The best.
I was like, that's exactly my thought.
But okay, so my first reaction when I read that story, I sent it to our family chat and I'm like, why is this news? Like, why? Because it was from our local NBC station.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this news? She didn't read her cruise documents.
Because it's Disney?
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's a pregnant woman?
And it's a vlog lady.
And oh. Not only did all of this happen. Yes, police with guns. But not only did all of this happen, and her dumbass didn't get to go on the cruise because she was a dumbass and tried to get around the very, very, very explicitly stated regulations. What'd they do, Paula? What'd they do afterwards?
They fucking refunded her the money.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
Okay, both of you two that worked in cruise lines.
Never.
Nope.
Would any cruise line refund a woman the money for not only her, the entire family?
I would have told her, be like, we'll refund your passage, but the rest of your family has no reason why they cannot travel.
Right.
Your
no, I would
I said it in Spanish in my head, your pasaje.
Your passage.
I would not refund her the money.
No. Nobody would have.
No. What I would do is look up online for a good reading instruction course and pay that money for it. So that she can get it and learn how to read a policy.
She's not going to fucking read it anyway.
She's not gonna read
no,
it.
She won't.
A year from now, she'll have another viral video about how they didn't let her.
That fact that she, like, I wasn't. When
at first, I felt bad for her when I read this. When I saw the title, I was like, oh man, that sucks. Like, she didn't realize or whatever. And then when I read the details, I'm like, nah, bitch, you knew what you were doing.
You had a
like,
letter you from knew. Your doctor, which means
if
you
I
knew.
Felt a little bit bad, I lost it the minute she started, like, look at how sad my kids are.
Yeah.
Look at that pouty lip. And her girl's, just, the daughter's just looking like regular.
What, oh, yeah. Like, she was like, my kids had to sit in the sun for 2 hours. I'm like, I've been to the
bitch,
port of
Miami. Bitch, we live in Miami.
But
we sit
that,
in the sun all the time.
I've been to the port of Miami. There's shade there. Like,
I was going
to
say, like,
don't. Why weren't you? You could have put the kids in the car. You could have gone with them to Bayside and left your husband at the Port of Miami waiting for your bags. Bayside is right fucking there. Go get a burger and then come back and get your
go
shit.
Go get a burger.
Go get a burger.
Yeah, they have Chili's there and I think
she
they have a burger.
A Hooter. They have a Hooters there.
They have a Hooters.
They don't deserve fried pickles. No.
Okay.
They're delicious.
They don't deserve fried pickles?
They don't deserve fried pickles. Fried pickles are delicious. Go fuck yourself.
That the pregnant woman does not deserve.
No, but she said they don't deserve dry
pickles. I don't deserve.
At first, I thought she said they don't serve fried pickles. So I was like okay. I don't care. I don't like fried pickles.
I just apparently can't talk, but I'm not.
No, you can't.
I had a drink.
I'm still fucking hot, though.
Oh,
I can't
yeah,
make
you
it
are.
Colder,
bro. Aww, you're getting laid.
Yeah!
High five!
Woo! Maybe.
Missy, I'm having sex!
Stop yelling at me! She's asleep.
I'm gonna wake her up and tell her.
All right, this is a good place to pause, and we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Thanks for holding. We're back.
The pretty fly for a white guy made it in.
It did. Did it on purpose.
The Onion did an article. Study finds eating doctor after birth can provide essential nutrients to new mothers.
Eating doctor?
The doctor.
Nice.
Oh, no. Did you know that, that there is a senator, I think. I'm looking it up right now. That quoted The Onion and Wikipedia in a debate that they had.
Wikipedia is not a valid debate? Source.
Is that what you use to catch deaf fish?
No, but The Onion. Like,
yeah, The Onion, that's really bad.
He quoted The Onion. And
but I thought The Onion actually like wrote like their own stuff like just to make fun, but they actually do. Reach out to
Debbie
companies
Ryan's blonde?
To ask if they can write like
Demi
a
Lovato
fake
did
viral
a
story
Disney reunion
because
thing,
they reached out
Debbie Ryan's
at work and I was like, the hell? I thought they just wrote random shit. I didn't know they reached out to people.
Well, I guess if you're going to use a company's name, you need to make sure that you can use it.
Yeah.
Like, let them know, like, hey, we're going to write this satire piece or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, because, well, apparently they were trying to make it. Well, it is somewhat similar to that The Onion had wrote an article about Planned Parenthood. Like, satirically saying that Planned Parenthood was opening up an $8 million or $8 billion abortionplex.
Abortionplex.
Yeah, like, wholesale, like, you know, warehouse style.
Yeah, one free.
Kinda. And this guy...
When you get your 5 abortions, the 6th one is free.
Yeah, this guy...
It's like a card that you get
the punch card.
So yeah. This guy actually used this to make a point of against Planned Parenthood. That how could they support... And I'm like, dude...
Fake news. Not,
yeah, like, legit fake
like,
news.
Legit
that's
fake
actually
news. Like,
real news.
It's not even political. It's literally...
it's a satire site.
Like, no, but it's not even a political statement. Like, whatever you believe about Planned Parenthood or not, it's like, you really believe that there's going to be a wholesale, like, is there Sam, like, merch, like, is there, like,
there's
I need
a
membership?
Card.
There's a rewards card.
I'm going to take out my Planned Parenthood little keychain card, and I'm going
to
get 10% off this one.
Welcome
because
to
it's on sale this week.
Plex, where we have Pirates of the Placenta.
It's like an interactive like video game arcade now, babe.
Yeah.
It's in 3D.
It's in 3D.
It's like almost like it's real.
I can't believe people believe
it. Like, I remember reading the article, and I was like, at first I was like, oh, whatever, I don't want to really read anything topical. And then I was reading, and I was like,
no.
Like,
that's
no,
okay.
That's just stupid.
Yeah. Where like, did you say this was?
The Onion.
No, the guy. Yeah. Louisiana.
I was going to say wild guess Midwest.
No.
No.
Is she singing?
What?
Is she singing?
Excuse me.
Is she singing?
Yeah.
She's singing. Listen to Singing in the Rain. So possibly.
Oh, because I can't hear because the headphones. Like,
yeah, she's watching Singing
noise.
In the Rain.
You know
so
what?
It's
I'm
quite
gonna
possible.
Say yes. Missy's singing right now.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
That's from another. That's Kiss the Girl.
La, 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 la.
No, hey, listen. I can pick up the first couple lines of something.
So did you guys see about the Allison Mack that she used to be on Smallville from back in the day?
No.
So she was accused.
Christy's putting her sweater
on. Yeah, she's putting her sweater on. Here we go again. And she was accused of apparently being connected to a sex cult. And she was a recruiter for it.
Okay.
And then now they're coming and saying that Kristen Kruick, who was the other star on it, Lana Lang mm-hmm. on the show, that she was also connected to this sex cult. And they were recruiting people. Specifically women
okay.
to this
well,
cult.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Well, in Kristen Kruick's...
Like, men would join a sex cult yeah. really quickly.
Well,
Kristen Kruick's denying it.
Well, and in her defense... In Kristen Kruick's defense...
Am I wrong?
I'm offended.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Yeah, no. In Kristen Kruick's defense...
what?
Apparently, she was on this... This was something that happened in 2002.
And my notes say sex cult.
Well, it was before that, but in 2002, apparently she... was Kristen Kruick, and it was considered like one of those female empowerment groups in California.
Okay.
Yeah, in right. California, it was that's what it was marketed as, and that's when both of them were part of it, and both of them were recruiting girls
allegedly
and recruiting girls to be in it. Apparently, in 2002, Christian Kirk cut ties with them completely.
Which she realized that they were a sex cult.
I think so. Either she realized it or she said, fuck you, I don't need you guys anymore. I got a recurring series.
I can get sex on my own.
No, I got a recurring series on Beauty and the Beast.
Call me.
She can get it.
I'm sorry.
Because she got Beauty and the Beast. The TV series.
Okay.
Sorry. It's actually the song from it.
I know it is.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
You almost just you almost ate your microphone.
No, this isn't Lula's. This girl, yeah. Sorry, my phone is quick. Like, now her phone is not slow. Her phone is quick.
It's quick.
But yeah, so I think it's just because she got a job, so she didn't need no female empowerment because she got a full-time job. But so she left it, and now they're all coming. But apparently,
fuck female empowerment. I got a paycheck.
I got a paycheck. I got my own series. I'm good. But apparently, ooh, sorry. Oh, that's a dog. Apparently, Allison Mack. Is that her name?
Allison Mack.
Allison Mack was like full on into it, and she's pretty.
So is that pretty. Outlander dude?
Yes, oh, okay. Sam Yugen.
Okay.
Sam Yugen.
See, that is pretty, but. Today when I left work and as I was walking out, I opened my Instagram.
I can fucking see you, Vanessa.
And Instagram, I didn't try to hide it from you, Jeffrey.
You just totally tried to lick your phone. I didn't know that iPhones had that option.
See, Instagram gave me a gift when I opened it after work.
You know she licked her phone.
Sebastian saying, I don't understand why you guys don't think that guy's a dream.
That guy's fucking
that
beautiful.
That picture is amazing.
He's gorgeous.
That guy is handsome as shit.
He's
I want to do another bracket. It's been so
I'll
fun
do a bracket
the
with
brackets.
You. Right now, sauced up Jeff with a bracket of that. I'll tell you right quick.
Right quick.
Can I have
right
a,
quick, Killmonger.
I want a Killmonger Winter Soldier sandwich.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course you do. The White Wolf.
The White Wolf and Killmonger. And it could happen. Well, they're in the same world, but they're dead. Spoiler. One's dead.
Is he, though?
Isn't he?
He died. Killmonger?
Oh, my God. I'm leaving it open.
Well, we have a Black Panther spoiler special coming up at some point, so it doesn't matter. We're going to spoil it anyway.
Wakanda forever.
Listen, it is right now the number four.
It's about to pass Titanic for the highest grossing
film. It just passed.
In America.
Titanic a lot.
It just passed.
Yeah?
I did. 14 times in the theater.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is commitment.
Did you not know that the boat was going to sink at the end?
It's a ship, number one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
It is
Hello,
a ship.
It's Excuse
a ship.
Me.
Sorry, the only part I focused on was when the guy fell into the propeller and spun around. Oh, that too.
My favorite part, though, about...
Draw me like one of your French girls.
I remember my mom's...
That's the tattoo I want to get of Deadpool.
My mom was with this guy at the time, and we went to watch Titanic, and we walk out of Titanic. And I'm like crying,
C?
Huh?
Was that C?
That was a big C.
Yeah.
And I'm crying.
Because he was short.
Yeah. And I'm crying my eyes Rest out, and peace. Like, it's just like, this was such a good movie, and this is that. And my mom's like, yeah. And we go, did you like it? And he only spoke Spanish, and he's like, he goes, yeah. Like, in Spanish, he goes, sí, pero. That's like, it was so fake. And they go, what do you mean it was fake? Yeah, there was a lot of, like, you know, special effects. He goes, no, but that would never happen. A ship that big, it would never sink and blah, blah. And that, oh, God help us. What's happening next to me?
I
want to
take a selfie with him.
Yeah, you can.
You should.
He's like a toy.
Anytime.
He's
We're
like,
friends
he's
now.
He's like a doll.
We're best friends.
He's like a living filter.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. But, like, I will never forget, like, just looking at him with his face, like, do you not know that Titanic actually happened?
Like, it was a real thing.
After I watched it for, like, the fifth time, I went to a friend's house after the movie.
Then and she my goes, best friend, she's taking that shit off now.
What is wrong with
just
you?
Leave it off.
If you're having hot flashes, just stay hot.
But then I get cold.
Just,
so then you can't see
your
that her house
out
is hot.
And just leave them
you're getting
out.
Cold.
Just pull your tetas out.
Just put like, each teta out and it'll...
Just like, put flop them on the
just
table.
Pop out one teta and just leave it.
Nathan fucked me up. Like, my kid fucked
don't
me.
Have
do
any
that.
More kids.
Kids will fuck your shit up.
For real.
Listen, I'm old.
Look how fat I am.
I'm old.
I was fat before.
I was like, I don't know what to say.
I'm like, hey, no. I'm going to look.
You were going to correct me?
You're
no,
a bitch.
Like, I knew Paula before kids. No, I wasn't going to correct you.
I knew you before
Can
kids,
say,
too.
Paula, that I hurt you already.
I hurt you, too.
Isn't he fun?
I'm
going to so
send you a free
fun.
Slip stick.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. See, yeah.
Like, but it's for
I
him, not
shit.
For you.
Yeah, for me.
You're terrified of it.
No, I'm
not.
That's sleep though. Yeah, if my kid accidentally is like, "Hey, daddy,"
and he rubs his head, rubs it on my head.
Let me tell you, do you know what happens a couple nights? Like, Nathan will be fighting his sleep, and I'll get I'll be like, okay, well, it's a whole part of the whole nighttime routine. Like, put him in bed, PJs, whole 9 years, and then we're like, okay, it's time for cremita, because we got that from Vanessa. So it's now called cremita.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll put it on him, or he'll actually, like, grab the stick and put it on it. Sometimes when he puts it on, I worry. One, because I feel he's gonna like overload, and two, I'm like, you're wasting the sleepy stick.
I feel he's like Rambo because he'll grab it and he'll do circles on his cheeks, on both cheeks, and then he does it across the head, and I'm like, motherfucker, you're not going into war. Like, you don't need camouflage.
Sleep is rough. Yeah, sleep is rough. But he'll be lying next to me, so he'll like cuddle next to me as I'm reading him his story. No, so every once in a while he'll be like, I love you, mommy, and I'm like, all right, papa, I love you too, and I'll give him a little kiss on his forehead, and I'm like, fuck. It's on my lips now.
It's in my nose.
It's on my lips. It's
holy shit.
Under my nose.
It's 10:20 at night and he is still awake.
Fuck. Are you surprised?
Not my problem.
They sent us two videos of him playing. And he's still wearing those shoes that are like two sizes too big on him.
Yeah, well, whatever. Not again. Not my problem.
He fell in love with camel shoes. These camel like slip-on Vans or whatever they are.
I'm pretty sure Jude's supposed to be wearing a size 13, but I can't find like Velcro shoes.
Yeah,
and he doesn't
want to
wear anything that's not Velcro.
Okay.
So I totally let him wear. I bought him a brand new pair of size 12.
Wait, you're on a size 13?
Yeah.
Come talk to me.
Why?
She's got a shit ton of shoes.
Yeah? Velcro? Yeah,
probably. Because my sister-in-law gives me, my sister-in-law...
There's a whole underground black market of clothing.
Of clothing that happens in my house. And my sister-in-law gives me the clothes that my nephew, who's 6, grows out of, or his shoes that he grows out of.
Yeah.
It takes Nathan, because they're 2 years apart, a little bit of time to catch up to it. So there's like excess stuff that I have at the house that I forget that I have, and then he'll like grow out of it because I forget.
That happens to me. 2 people think, oh, she has 3 kids, she needs clothes. And I have like an insane amount of clothes. Like, I have bins.
Well, and that's the thing. So then my in-laws love to shop, so they have a problem.
Well, because they have an outlet.
It's amazing and I appreciate it.
My parents,
but your dad has a problem.
Yeah, where they live in North Carolina, there's nothing to do except wineries and shopping.
Yeah.
So they go to this outlet.
That is not a problem.
That sounds like my dream life.
That's like
my
vacation.
Dream life. I was going to say world and life and the weird.
But they go to the outlet. I'll put it to you this way. When last time we were up there, we went to the Ralph Lauren store, or the Polo. Was it Ralph Lauren or Polo?
Polo.
Same thing.
With my dad. Is it?
It's Ralph Lauren and Polo.
That's
is the
how
same.
Much I don't fucking shop there.
It's Polo Ralph Lauren.
There we go.
FYI.
Good, because I don't shop there.
I know, but I get your son's hand-me-downs, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keep
okay.
not shopping there.
So, he's at Polo Ralph Lauren, and the manager sees him come in and goes, oh, hey, do you have the coupons for today? And I'm like, how fucking often are you here?
That's like me and Target, so...
They told him, they're like, come back on Monday, we're going to have better sales. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
That is a good thing.
Yeah.
That is a great thing.
But then they end up, we have more clothes than we have space for stuff.
So
even though they get some really cool shit.
Yeah, they do. Oh my God, we got some new.
Yeah, they do, because then I get it and it's great.
Yeah, we got some new Star Wars stuff.
We got a Star Wars. Star Wars Empire pajama set.
Oh, Ollie will like that one, because it's going to probably end up with Ollie soon enough. But it'll and also, and I have a top to it, Vanessa.
There's a top and a bottom.
So she gave me like a crap ton of PJs for Oliver. But her son, well, their son, doesn't like wearing the
PJ. I hope
PJ
it's our son.
Tops.
The tops.
They're too tight.
So
none of my kids sleep in pajamas.
Yeah, they don't like the PJ tops.
I wear basketball shorts and I guess the correct term is tank top.
A
wife beater. Yeah.
But so Nathan, so what I do is I just buy him where people give him the PJs and he'll wear the pants, and I buy him a 5-pack of Hanes white t-shirts.
I'm going to have to start doing that, because she loses the tops to the PJs and just gives me pants, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all these pants that don't have shirts for them? So I need to start buying white t-shirts now.
Or if they give you the shirt and you don't use the shirt, just give the shirt to Vanessa.
Eventually, I'll get the bottom.
In about like a couple months, the pants will follow.
Yeah, but none of my kids... Like, Lennon only sleeps in a diaper. Jude only sleeps in his underwear. And London only sleeps in a shirt.
Have you night trained Jude? Like, he doesn't need pull-ups to go to sleep?
Oh, no, he still wears pull-ups to sleep. Oh.
I was like, tell me your secrets. Because
there's no
I don't
fucking secret.
Yeah, no, Nathan. That's
I was
the
trying
one
not
thing
to embarrass him, but I guess he's not going to listen to this anyway. So
I mean, by the he time he does listen to it, he'll be old enough that it's not going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, like, doctor told me that for boys it takes forever.
Yeah,
yeah. My mom every day like is like, oh, you know, we really need to get on this. I'm like, here's the problem with night training.
Come and wake him up every day and make sure I have to fucking work. I cannot. No. Wake up a kid every 20 minutes to make sure he's not peeing in his bed.
Well, what I've been doing with Sophie is like I just take her like around 11, and usually that's a good time to catch her before she pees in her diaper. And then if I do, she stays dry till the morning. But I don't like doing laundry, so I don't want to wash sheets every day. So she still has a diaper.
Yeah, like Nathan.
Or you get woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I try to wake up Jude, but. One night, I took him to the bathroom, and he was so asleep, I almost fucking busted his head open on the toilet. And I was like, we're good.
No, and the thing is that Nathan, if I wake him up, won't go back to sleep.
Here's the thing. What happened with Nathan...
Jutu.
Nathan, typically, she sleeps in bed with Nathan. Like, in the middle of the night, she'll go over there. But and I sleep in our big, giant, king-size bed.
I like him better.
So what happened was... I'm going to go
sleep with Jeff. Yeah. There are two children. There's two children in my bed.
I sleep in Nate's bed.
He's been recently saying in the middle of the night, I want to go with Daddy. So they'll come to the bed. But the last time they did it, it was last week.
Yeah, the thing is that he wasn't feeling good. So he was up like half the night.
It was like a Monday.
Yeah, and when he's up half the night, the diaper will start to bother him because he already went in it. So I'll take off the diaper and I'll be okay. But if I don't remember to put something else back on him, he doesn't have a diaper on. And like sometimes he'll ask for water or something. And his throat was really bothering him because he was coughing like crazy. So he's like, Mommy, I want water. So I gave him water. I didn't even think about it. He didn't have a diaper on. And I gave him water. And then like at 4 a.m., he was like, Mommy, I want to go sleep with Daddy. I'm like, okay, Papa.
Peace out.
So we went to the room, put him in the bed, and he like, I'm like, Papa, we can only come to Daddy's room if you promise you're going to go to sleep. He goes, yeah, Mama, yeah. Put him down, passed out.
He rolls right onto my shoulder. I didn't even feel him because I'm a heavy sleeper. Like, she'll put the baby monitor next to my side of the bed, and I don't know. I'm like, did he wake up? She's like, yeah, I went over at like 3 a.m., and I'm like, oh, I didn't even realize. So I wake up at 5 a.m., and I'm like, fuck. And I'm like,
turn
what's going on at 5 a.m.? My entire right arm was soaked in piss. And then I tell her and I go, I reach over him because he's on top of me. And I reach over and I like smack her in the head.
This kid pissed on me.
And I'm like, he's pissed all over the bed. And she goes,
this is my answer.
Yeah.
Wait, listen to the answer though.
And she's like, okay. And I go, can you go get a towel or something? And I go, she goes, no, I'm not going to wake him up. And I go, all right. So I got up. I had to take off my shirt, dry my arm, and I didn't go back to sleep. So from 5 a.m. I was up.
I told him, I'm like, he goes, do you want to change him or whatever? I put a towel on the side. I go, you can go sleep in his room if you want to go back to sleep. He goes, you're not going to wake him up? I go, no, I'm just going to cover him, make sure that he's not cold since he's wet. Fucker's been up since 12:30.
Yeah.
Fell asleep at 3. So
yeah, no, don't wake him up.
I'm like,
do not wake up that child.
I'm like, I'm not waking up that kid. He seems okay
with being wet. Yeah,
with being wet,
he's fine.
Listen, there was plenty of time as an infant. That boy,
you're lucky he didn't get pneumonia.
And the problem.
What would your mother say?
The problem too he had rolled so much to the edge of the bed that my left shoulder was literally hanging off the side of the bed.
Nice.
Because he likes to cuddle up on top of me.
I don't even feel bad for you.
That's how I sleep.
So I have the kid.
I sleep in bed with him sometimes in his full size, and I'm still at the edge of the bed.
Here's the problem. Yeah. Add on the fact that the dog that we originally got.
You guys don't have room for another kid. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Well, okay. The thing is, we have a mini.
I'm telling people this. Nobody agrees.
We have a mini schnauzer, that sleeps in the bed with us. But he always sleeps on my side, in between my legs. So I've got him in between my legs, and then Nathan on top of me, and covered in piss. And I'm like, "Fuck! I'm not gonna go back to sleep. I'm just gonna get the fuck up."
I'm sorry.
When your kid pisses on you, you just like you're like, "What? What? What is this?"
It was just like all the way down my arm.
Mine's always like right here. They like sleep like almost like under me.
Nice. No.
No.
Yeah.
No, what? Your kids don't sleep with you? Or
Sophie does. Sophie,
I don't like that shit.
Sophie, like, she comes into my bed usually. I put her down in her bed and she falls asleep in her bed. And then if she has a good night, she doesn't come into my bed until like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Number 7.
But
I didn't count.
That's
no, you don't.
La comida no se cuenta.
These calories don't count today.
Exactly.
But she'll like come into my room around like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And but Neri, since Neri travels, it's just me in a king size bed. So I'm like, oh, okay, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I'll come to my bed. But Oliver has now started coming into my bed too. And Sophie usually just stays where she is. Oliver likes to sleep on top of me. So like he gets on me and then I like scooch over and then he gets closer. And I'm like, no, motherfucker, I'm moving away from you because I don't want you on me.
Well, let's test the theory. You see me, I sleep with my ass hanging off of bed on my side like this with like one kid here with his foot and then Hansel. Last night Hansel was like sleeping like he lived by himself. Oh, I was like,
that's how Jeff sleeps every
night. Need to move over. You're taking up the whole, we have a queen size bed. We don't have a king size.
Oh no, we have a
yeah
my ass pops a melatonin and I ride it through the night.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but let me test a theory. Which child is attached to you in the bed?
Ooh,
like Lennon.
The boy.
That's what I was going to call.
It's Jude just started sleeping in his own bed in December.
But it's the boy. Because Sophie's like, no, I just want
he's
the big
sleeping
bed.
With us
mom.
She just doesn't want to be alone.
Lennon and London are the twins.
Are the
right?
Twins. Yes. They sleep in our bed
but they're
right
older
now.
Than Jude?
No.
No, they're younger.
They're younger. And they're okay. Younger than Nate, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, because Sophie's like, fuck you.
That's so bad. That's so bad. Fuck you know that. What's bad? Not fucking sleeping.
Yep. Listen, for the first like year, Nathan was like, in the beginning, he was okay and back and forth.
Do you think she cares? She hasn't moved. I've kicked her like 3 times and she's like, I was here first.
Yeah, Nathan in the beginning when he was little, like it was a back and forth. Sometimes he slept, and then it was like the bassinet, and then he slept in his crib, and he would wake up on and off. It got to the point where I was literally waking up countless times a night. Countless times.
I know.
Finally, when he became what?
I do that too.
That's what I do.
You're it's just on your chin like a penis.
But at least she's keeping it close to her mouth.
That's how I make sure that I'm
save
talking
it for
into
later,
the mic.
Honey.
But around Nathan, when Nathan got to be about 18 months, sorry, I looked at Jeff and I was like, this is fuck serious. And this one night, he woke up in the middle of the night. I grabbed him and I brought him into our bed and I said, this is if he sleeps tonight, this is what's going on. And from then on, last year is when like when did we redo his room? When did we get him? I don't pay attention to you. When did we redo his room?
Which time?
This last time that he got
this is a mess.
Last year?
This is a mess.
Like, it was like mid last year.
So
I love this episode.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
So 3.5.
It's only because you love me.
Yes.
BFF.
So like at 3, like we now got him. We decided when we got rid of the crib, we said fuck it, we're getting a full size bed because if we're going to end up
still have a crib, it holds clothes, clean clothes.
Well, Nathan had his bed was a convertible
and LuLaRoe clothes.
We have a recliner that's in our room.
Yeah, that's what that holds.
That got cleared out, and then suddenly there's a bunch of shit on it again.
Uh-huh. It's clean shit though,
right? It's clean. Everything's on there. We just don't use it. But if I need to find something, then I know that's where it is. As long as I know where it is, that's all that matters. Because I'm being in my head, wait, I think I saw it
in this
morning.
You have
a laundry
basket? No, it's a washing machine. We just throw it in there. When it's full, you wash.
I do a lot of laundry. But
you do a lot of laundry? You cannot have another child.
Not me. It's not me. Don't look at me. After you called me out on that shit, I started rewearing clothes.
You better be rewearing clothes. Jeff was a one-time and done person, I was going to lose his clothes.
He only wears his clothes once?
He used to.
And then Chrissy's like, I'm not watching your clean shit. Yes.
No, it's not that I'm rich. It's that I had a fuck ton of clothes.
No, it doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter. I wear this at least twice a week.
I'll put it to you this way.
And it's clean.
I'll put it to you this way now, though. I wore the same pair of pants to work this entire week. I just changed a shirt.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
But I live at home.
Because
people
on my job are very, it's odd. They're very, they realize the outfits. They're like, oh,
you wear the much
girls?
Didn't
you wear that? No.
Oh, it's Chris.
There's a few girls. Well, Chris works downstairs. Yeah, he's away from me. Diana's in my team.
Hi, Diana.
They're ridiculous. They are aggressive. Totally ridiculous.
Whenever
that was aggressive.
It's funny because like with Diego or with Diana, it's like whenever you have a question, it's like D.
Which one? Diana. All right. Diana. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but we have
I miss you people.
Yeah. We have the full-size bed in Nathan's room in case we end up over there. At least we're comfortable.
Yeah. That's true. What we did. We didn't go with the toddler bed. Smart. We went full-size bed. I'll right probably
do
that.
And people were like, oh, why do you, does he need that much room? I go, no, but if I'm an
No, he does.
Here.
He does, though.
He also does because
that kid fucking turns around, does what Oliver does. Like, his head will be at the fucking foot of the bed by 10:30 at night. I'm like, when the fuck did that happen?
Well, Oliver
sleeps at the foot of the bed.
I'm like imagining just like,
and this tiny bed, all of it's you, like a queen size bed, like two gigantic adults,
really small
and
bed.
And at one point, she's tangled. She's going to strangle herself.
She's fall.
Oh, my God. Don't die.
Some people are into that stuff. What?
No,
what?
But she's so nice.
Oh, my God. That was aggressive, Vanessa.
Oh, that was me.
I gave her a chip. They're organic. Don't worry.
Okay.
What were we saying?
I don't know.
We were talking.
I'm like just imagining
the bed. Until December, all of us were in that queen size bed.
Have you watched The Croods?
Yes.
You know how they sleep in like a human
pile? Yeah, yes, that's
exactly
how
I'm imagining
like.
You guys sleeping.
Some nights Hansel ends up on the couch or I'll end up on the couch.
See, my trick was I made sure we got a really comfy couch.
Yeah.
So if I...
My couch... I don't have pets, but my couch is shedding. Don't ever buy anything at American Signature.
That's what
all
we
of
got.
Our stuff.
That's all. Yeah, no, the table,
it
which I hate, is American Signature.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a table.
My couch is American Signature, and everybody that sits on that couch loves it.
So their couches are good.
I'm very sad for the day that it dies, and I can't replace
that I have
it because
I refuse
to go back there.
This is not... sexy conversation.
Sexy. Is that, we're parents. Couches are very sexy.
When I open the recliner and I try to lay back, I have to keep myself the way because it doesn't. Because
you know, like
I don't have that problem, Paula.
If you did, there's
I
a little
have a
blueprint.
Happy wife. Thank you very much.
I hope so.
She doesn't look happy.
She doesn't look very happy right now.
Lie. But
love me.
But no, but like it's not one of those ones that it stays put.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hate that. And I already told her I want to get rid of the fucking couch and get one that I can just lay back and fall asleep on it and not worry about getting flung forward.
I told you the only one we're getting is that like IKEA one that folds out into a bed.
My belly itched. I'm sorry.
But you think it's comfortable? Those IKEA couches.
No, they
don't look
comfortable at all, but
right
it looks
now?
Functional.
No, this is awful.
It's an IKEA couch.
Like has the like long
no but it's because I feel like I'm like doing crunches right now. Tomorrow I am gonna be thin people.
It's a magic couch.
I want the one that has like that's like this but a little bit longer and then it has like one long side like a kind of
like a
sectional the chase lounge on one side but then like the love seat side lifts out and it lifts out into a bed so it's all actually like one giant square.
That's what I want
like a wrestling ring in the living room because my kids just love to bounce on the couch.
Same here.
I need stuff that I can
you
make
mean you
a
don't tell them to
because...
not bounce on the couch.
I do tell them to not bounce on the couch. Do they listen? No.
The couch is not for jumping is what I say all day.
My favorite is when I'm in because we're in
mommy's head.
Yeah, we're in the office right now recording and we share a wall with the living room. So sometimes I'm in here during the day when Sophie's watching TV and I hear the couch rubbing against the wall. I'm like, this fucking bitch is bouncing. So I go over there and then she hears me coming. So she'll like jump really fast and sit down. And she looks at me like, I didn't do anything. And I go, how many times have I asked you to stop bouncing? And she goes, a lot. And I go, do you listen? No.
Jude's new thing is to do like that like death drop thing. He stands up and he kind of
like a trust fall.
Yeah, but the other day he landed on London.
Of course.
So
what else?
I was like, don't do it. And
was
I was like,
London falling?
In. No.
Christy is not amused.
The daycare used to always.
You better wake the fuck up because you promised sex, and it's on the radio.
But I didn't say when.
Not
it
until
was.
Thursday or Wednesday.
Next.
And I didn't say
Wednesday.
When.
Not next Wednesday, the following Wednesday.
Oh, she doesn't have to give it up for at least another week.
I didn't say when.
I'm just going to look at you. Yeah.
This is why we usually have sex before we go out.
This is getting very intimate.
I know. It's like we're not even here.
We're not.
Hey, guys. We like to fornicate before we go out.
Now, every time. time you guys go out, they're gonna
did
be
you
like,
"Do it."
Because we're too.
When you're late, they're gonna be like, "They
really
fornicated."
After.
Yeah, because they're.
Old. I want to give the gold medal performance.
I'm up way past my bedtime.
I want to give the good gold medal performance. You don't want to give them the, you know, the bronze or
of
the
course.
Silver.
You want to put in A+ effort.
Yeah.
I get it.
Come on.
I get
it.
Come on.
How you doing?
How you doing?
He's so weird.
I'm gonna totally have
sex. Oh my god, I need these shoes.
What is it? I want to see. I want to see.
I found Little Mermaid shoes.
Why? Are they Ursula shoes? Because you hate Little Mermaid.
I'm gonna kick you, bro.
Listen, I'm not the one that said it.
I didn't say it.
Which, by the way, mamas, fans of mamas, myself,
Missy
and Vanessa did a special episode of our podcast, Moon Geekmore.
Yes.
Where we did a bracket. You know that that thing that you or your husbands may have been watching throughout March?
Or the episode before this that we did the MCU bracket.
That's right. That hasn't, did it come out already?
No, next week.
By the time this comes out, it will have come out.
Yes. So we did one that we did a random drawing and we got Disney characters.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that I know that's already heard our first pick that we got rid of hates it. So you should listen.
It's not that I hate it.
It's just a surprising
like that
upset.
That was like hard.
It
was. That was savage.
It was actually very difficult to do.
I learned a lot about Missy in that bracket.
We were very feminist.
Because certain people that
you didn't know that Missy was feminist?
No, certain people hate Goofy, which blows my mind.
What?
Not me.
Not you.
I love Goofy.
I'm confused by Goofy, but I don't hate Goofy.
Why are you confused by him?
Why is he better than Pluto?
Because he's awesome.
But why is he better?
But why?
Yeah.
And he wears pants.
Why?
He wears pants. He's toilet trained.
Unlike shitty Donald. That doesn't
why
work.
Does Goofy get to get trained and like have a voice and all that stuff? And Pluto didn't. And they're both dogs.
I really need these shoes. I tagged myself in it from you.
So, you want to know something? I went to at what's this place? The Swan at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that came from Texas, and we went to eat with them at Garden Grove. So there's like characters there.
Okay.
And Jude was like, looked at Pluto, and he said, "You're not real. I see your eyes in your mouth."
Shit.
Oy. Oh,
and he was like, mm-hmm. He walked away. And then I was like, "Jude, don't say that." And he was like, "But he's not real. Look in there, like in the little."
How old is Jude?
He's 5.
Wow, that kid is going places.
Yeah.
I hope so, because in kindergarten he's not going very far.
It's not his fault, though. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault. His teacher's a fucking bitch.
Hey. He doesn't need... He can make it.
I know.
He just has to have your love and support.
Mm-hmm. He has my love and
there
support.
There you go.
I told him, you do the best you can, buddy.
That's all he needs.
Select C.
Are you dying?
Oh, I saw that one, yes.
What is this?
It's kind of messed up.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of messed up. My beautiful wife is showing us a meme.
There's a chip on my microphone.
It just made me laugh way too hard. Way too hard.
Poor Juan.
Poor Juan. Fuck Juan.
No, okay. My hand's
but yeah,
like,
but he did know, it with like Goofy and everybody. Then after he realized it, like Chip and Dale came and he was like, like looking in the little screen area of the mouth.
That makes me sad. Jude, enjoy the fantasy.
I know, but he was like, "You're not real," and he like told him in his face.
And he's just like,
"You're not real. You're human." And I was like.
Okay.
Like, no. And he was like, "Look, you could see his eyes." And Pluto was like,
"Oh my god, that reminds me. I went to a Halloween thing at a church around here.
This bag of chips,
and they had people dressed up in like Minions costumes. They're actually pretty good Minions costumes. So I took a picture with one of them. And when I go post to put." No!
What happened?
Lady,
what are you doing?
Licking my hand for the last 20 minutes.
I was like, "Why are you touching her?
Wipe it on, lady.
Don't be weird."
You wiped it on.
It's in my fingers.
God, you're so weird.
This is not going to work well for you.
That's your dog.
I don't want her on me.
This is going so well.
My knee is soaking wet, and so is my hand. It's like prom night all over again. Wait, what?
Oh my god.
Seven glasses of wine. One of rum.
So I took...
All the bottles are empty.
Fun fact, Jack Sparrow got far.
He did.
Jack Sparrow got far on him.
I took a selfie with a minion, and when I went back to look at the pictures, I was like, I can see the actor's eye in the Minions.
Are they actors?
Well, the person wearing the costume.
Yeah, costume wearers.
They're playing a character.
You don't have to talk, I don't think.
They're playing a character. Paula, I'm gonna defend them.
Let me find the picture. But like you can clearly
We should ask Jude.
Jude, what do you think?
He's human.
But like you can clearly see this
dude.
They
sit on the throne of lies.
They do. They're lying. Where is it?
Have you guys ever had a bad character experience? Because you guys have done it more than Nathan, because Nathan doesn't really...
Nathan can care less. You'll ask Nathan, like, we'll walk by, and my mom, pobrecita. I feel so bad for my mom. Look.
That
is the best.
You can see the dude's eye in the creepy. Minion's eye. It's like
I feel like
really
that there's
bad.
Mesh missing from that.
Probably. But like they are it's actually pretty good like high.
Yeah, but
costume.
I feel like that must have like the mesh was just missing.
Yeah, because Nathan's not really a character person.
Yeah, there is Oliver.
No, my mom like
I force him to, but he's not.
No, last time we went to Disney this past February, we walk into the park and Pluto is right there, right in front of Town Hall. Like, right smack in the middle in the grass right there. And, like, there's, like, not that many people in line. Like, maybe, like, 7-8 people deep. That's it. And, like, my mom's like, Mom, my mom's like with Nathan. She's like, Nathan, look. Look, Nathan, it's Pluto. And Nathan's like, oh, my God, cool. Nathan, do you want to, let's go take him over there. Nathan, do you want to take a picture of Pluto? No, thanks.
No.
No thanks.
Well, at the we took him to his first baseball game this past week.
Yay!
To the Red
baseball.
Yeah. Red Sox, Marlins, my two favorite teams. And I took him for a little bit. I walked him around the stadium. There was Billy the Marlin was there, and I go, "Hey, do you want to get a pic? Look at it." He goes, "Oh yeah, it's a fish." And I go, "Uh huh." Do you want to get a picture? He goes, "He's got a big nose. I don't like him."
Oh,
no, you sure you don't want to take a picture? He goes, no.
But see, at least your kid knows his truth because Oliver will spend, we go to Disney, he'll spend all day saying, yo quiero Mickey, and Minnie, and Donald, and he'll say like all these characters. So I'm like, okay, let's go make the line and meet them. And we make the line and he's like, oh my God, I see him. And he's like super excited. And then we get there to take the picture and he's like, nope. Like, you're too big. I want nothing to do with you.
Jude used to be like that. Now he's like, cool, because now he's like, you're human.
Well, maybe that's what I can expect.
See,
from
well,
all of
that's
me.
The thing is, when we, and I don't, have you ever
I made
the
longest line to take a picture with fucking
Monsters,
Buzz Lightyear, and he was like,
so
he didn't
before,
want to.
Before they started doing the remodeling to Hollywood Studios, they had a Monsters, Inc. section that you could take a picture with Sully and Mike Wazowski. And Nathan, his favorite. Easily, I
as
think his favorite
little,
his favorite movies were Monsters University and Monsters, Inc. Those were his Monsters University more than Monsters, Inc. Those were his favorite. And ironically enough, Nathan Fillion voiced one of the monsters in Monsters University. I don't know.
He knew.
But we took
Smart.
Him. And the Sully was this giant furry creature. Like, the one that they got. And Mike was even bigger than he was. And we get in line. And he was, what? A year and a half, 2 years old,
a year? Because he had just turned a year January.
He's fighting me to fall, to climb down, to run over to Sully and Mike Wazowski.
Right.
There was kids screaming and trying to run away.
That was the hardest line ever.
It took us forever just because he was fighting with all of us to try to get down and run over. He was amazing with it. Now, he'll be like,
Now he just looks at him, he's like, that's cool.
The one for his birthday, that squirrel.
Yeah, that squirrel is terrifying.
What the fuck? Would you get a squirrel for his birthday?
No, Jumpin' Jamboree.
Jumpin' Jamboree down here in Miami. It was great.
Oh, okay.
Awesome place, but the mascot that they have is this squirrel that comes when they sing happy birthday.
Oh,
it is like the demon squirrel from hell.
It's nightmare kind of fuel.
Yeah.
So he sees it and he's like,
all the kids, Oliver was like, you don't get it. I'm like, it's not for you. Like, I won't take you close to it. I don't want to go near it. Like, it's fine. No.
No, now we'll go to the parks and like we'll see the characters and he'll be like, that's cool. Like the only characters that he's wanted to actually physically see, funny enough, is Jake.
Yeah.
Jake and Sophia.
Jake and Sophia. Like when he saw Jake, he was like hugging him. Even when he was when he was a baby, like when we took him the first time when he had the prior thing that I discussed, he with Jake he was like Jake, and he was cracking up, laughing like the guy, the character that was inside of Jake had to hold him up because he couldn't walk even walk at that time. And he was like, Jake. Like, he was fucking infatuated with him. But now it's like a fight. It's like,
Now you see him and it's like, no, I'm good. I don't need to go see them. I'm good. Can we go on a ride? Let's go on a ride. Let's go on big ball. Let's go on Space Mountain. Spaceship Earth. Spaceship Earth.
Well, he doesn't say Spaceship Earth. He says ball.
He says a big ball.
Well, he's not wrong. But back to your question about having a bad experience with a character actor. In high school, I was a senior and we were in Magic Kingdom. We met Goofy and Max together.
They had them both?
Yeah, they had them both at like one meeting.
Was he dressed like Powerline?
No, they were just dressed like Goofy and Max.
Fail.
So me and my friend Patty, not the Patty that's been on the podcast, another Patty, we're like waiting in line and we get there. So we like stand with Goofy and Max and we're like linking arms. Like, she's linked arms with Goofy and I'm linked arms with Max. Or like, I'm standing next to Max and he has his arm around me. And all of a sudden, like, we're like smiling, taking a picture. Fucking Max put his hand on my ass.
What?
And squeezed my ass. Yeah. And I was like,
that is not very Disney.
And I was like, I can't see his eyes.
Who are you?
And then, well, yeah, I was like, I don't. And I actually like
and
blocked
that's how
that.
Vanessa Mentneri.
I blocked that from my memory until recently.
Until now?
No, until like I thought about it like 2-3 months
that's
ago.
That's sexual harassment.
I know, but it kind of.
You could use that. What's the hashtag?
Me too.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
That happened.
We terrified Mulan during a drink around the world that my friends and I did at Epcot.
That was you guys.
Well, it wasn't me.
No.
There were some people that were like, that Mulan in the picture. It looked like we had kidnapped her.
Oh my god!
Like the way that the face she put, she was like.
And I'm like, well, I've read a couple like blogs from former character actors, especially the ones that were princesses, that they get sexually harassed a lot.
They're the physical live action embodiment of creepers.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Yeah. So I feel bad for those girls.
That's why they fully dress Jasmine.
I do too. Yeah, now she's in that white.
That makes me really angry. I know. That costume makes me snowy.
Yeah, but white one? But Mulan was hysterical.
There's no more. Okay.
You want to open another bottle?
My glass is empty.
Go to the freezer and bring a bottle from the freezer.
Yes, ma'am.
Hurry up.
But
that's why we brought you here.
Yeah, the Mulan one, that was the best because like we do when we go to Drink Around the World. So by the time we get to China, we're not drunk.
Because
we're only three countries in. Because we've only been Mexico, Norway,
from Target.
China, right?
Yeah, it's the $5 wine.
I haven't tried it.
So, guys, we're opening our third choice.
Oh, we need to get the other one out of there, babe, because it's already starting to crystallize.
It's so slushy.
No, but that's fine. We can take them both out to have them.
This is California Roots. It is the Chardonnay. It's the $5 wine from Target.
And
this one's not slushy.
It's not slushy.
We'll let that one sit for a little bit.
We'll be ready in like 30 minutes.
Leave it out.
Put it in the fridge at least.
Oh, in the fridge.
So many. Put it in the fridge.
Put it in the fridge. Is this ass sweating?
It's possible.
Maybe he's hot because Christy's hot.
She hasn't put on her sweater in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but good right now. But like, we go to China. It's like three countries in. We're still a little. We're kind of more than anything. We're hyper.
Forgot where the fridge was.
He's checking his ass. I don't know.
He's probably like, damn, is my ass sweating?
Is your ass sweating?
Turn around. Turn around.
Turn around.
A little bit. A little bit.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It happens to everybody. Oh my god! Speaking of, it happens to everybody. This is gonna be weird.
Hashtag.
So Judas 5, and now he gets like really freaked out when his gets like erect.
I mean, I'm 36 and this.
And you still freaks you out?
Yeah, Nathan's at the.
What is happening?
Our boys are at the.
He like, but then he like abuses it. Like he's like,
okay. No.
Like, and I'm what like, are what are you doing? He's
what
like,
the
I'm
fuck
so.
What did you do to this box?
It's stuck.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That is not what she said to you.
Sounds like a bad problem.
Yeah, but like
I got
Nathan,
it.
No, my God, Nathan, like, he'll, his
wait, no, don't
like,
make
His pee pee will get like. Bro.
You
like,
did that. Empty. You.
Hers is empty.
Empty.
But yeah, like Nathan will like get like erect, and like he just starts on through the diaper. He'll just start hitting the diaper, and I'm like when he's like when he's asleep.
Yeah.
Because like when he's awake, like he doesn't do it as much. But like when he's asleep, it starts to bother him because it starts to like he gets I guess nightwood. I don't know.
Yeah. So I tried to like it's I don't want to freak him out, right? So I was like, look, but it always happens to him on the way to school.
Interesting.
Education's
right?
fun.
So he's like, my pee-pee is getting big. That's always what he says. And I'm like, it's okay. It happens to all boys. And he's like, it doesn't happen to girls. Everyone. And I was like, no. And then, but then I'm like trying not to freak him out, right? Because I'm like, this is normal. I'm trying to be the cool parent that's not freaked out by her kid talking about his erection. Well, and
that's better than Oliver.
Why?
Well, I mean, Jude's older, so he can like verbalize it. But like, Oliver will like look at me and he grabs his penis and he goes, oh, mommy, oh. And, like, he's in pain. And I'm like, I cannot tell you how many times I've texted Neri, like, does it hurt when you get an erection? Like, why is he crying?
Why
I don't
is
know
he crying?
What to do.
But yeah, no, there's middle, no, like, middle of the night, like, Nathan
but
will have.
He starts crying and, like, he's in pain and yeah. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, like, Nathan in the middle of the night, like, since
they're
he still wears the
aggressive.
Diaper.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
very aggressive boners.
So yeah. This is kind of funny.
Nathan, what are you doing? Yeah, because Nathan will still wear the diaper, so especially when he pees, the diaper gets a little bit tighter,
kid
and then the bonus. Like his little like erection comes out, and he's like, mommy, mommy, and he starts pulling on the diaper and pulling it. So I'm like, okay, well, I have to stop him because he's going to pee all over the bed because it's going to like, and like he's like pounding on it or pulling on it, or he'll stick his hand in and like lift it out of his diaper.
I broke Paula.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Christy is not amused.
Handcuffs? What?
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 This, we haven't done that in years.
What haven't you done in years?
I am learning so much about handcuffs? My friends what? Tonight.
Look, we haven't done that in years.
I like the Disney one more.
Substitute teacher? What? No?
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Huh? Okay.
Come.
Okay. Anyway.
Did you see what your husband wrote?
I have this friend that's like like he used to teach sexual education to like schools and stuff like that. So whenever something weird happens, I always like, Tony, am I doing this right? Like, what? I don't want to like freak him out. And so he's like, yeah.
I'm dreading it.
Huh?
I'm dreading the speech, the talk with.
And that's what I'm saying. This is not even a talk. It's just like, hey
buddy,
normal.
Don't punch yourself in the.
Don't
penis.
Punch yourself in the penis. It's normal. I was like, it happens to everybody. He's like, if it happens. And then, like, I tell him that. And then now he's like, so it happens to Nico and Mateo? And I'm like, yes. And then he's like, oh, it's. So this morning he was like, it's okay because it happens to my friends, too. And I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, he's having a conversation about this at school. Like, no. Like,
do you guys punch your dick, too?
Does your pee-pee get bigger?
Does it hurt when your pee-pee gets bigger? Does that happen to you guys?
I'm not. I'm not dreading it.
My boss tells me every day, every time I tell her something that happens, she's like, Paula, little people, little problems. And I'm like, I'm not ready for big problems.
I'm not even ready for the little problems. Nathan, it's little people, big problems. That kid. I'm jealous.
Why? What?
Huh?
We did not go there.
We just learned a lot about Jeff.
In proportion, babe. In proportion.
Sure,
yes.
We'll go with that. Wait, what?
I'm not gonna stroke your ego right now.
Don't stroke that's anything right now. Never We're mind. All here.
I was gonna say that's not what I want you to. Oh,
these are
that's
awesome.
So mean.
Aldi.
The Harry Potter thing.
Yeah. Babe, these are awesome.
Aldi. Yeah, those are from Aldi.
Gluten free.
Amazing.
That's I love in the new Deadpool trailer. He's like, sorry, I'm late. I rounded up all the gluten and threw it out into space so it doesn't not hurt anybody.
I'm very upset about this
Black
story.
Black sesame?
What story?
Can we get one?
That, try this out. Neri's at a show right now, and apparently there's like a girl towards the front that's holding a Harry Potter book. And the comedian told her that he who must not be named dies at the end. Yeah.
I never read the last
but
book.
But she says she never read God the book it. Or saw the movie.
Yeah, but she's never seen the movies.
I never saw the last movie either. You guys are assholes. Thanks, Neri. You're a
care?
Dick.
Do you care?
Hey, they just named 137th and Coral Way.
I broke my heart.
Well, no, you should still watch it.
Well, now I have to because it doesn't matter anymore.
They know what, it's 8 movie series. Like, you, what happened?
They just they officially named 137th and Coral Way Isla Canaria Way.
Oh.
Or what Neri would.
Shitty croquetas.
Yeah. Shitty or what Neri and Vanessa would call shitty croqueta way.
What?
They hate
croquetas from there. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Thank you. Thank you.
Neri and Vanessa think it's. They're not. They're garbage.
No way.
I don't think they're garbage.
No,
wait,
Neri
thinks they're garbage.
Now, some people think that their chicken croqueta is delicious. I do not feel that way. Their regular croqueta is fucking amazing.
If you have gone to Finca and had a croqueta pizza, like some people, say they don't like.
It was not good.
Even though I don't... look at the pizza, not my favorite. The vaca frita pizza is my favorite there with the platanitos. Sorry.
All right. The fuck doesn't like an Isla Canaria croqueta?
Okay.
I am distraught. I
did not grow up eating croquetas. I did not grow up eating croquetas. I didn't have my first croqueta till I was like 20, 21. And
did you just get here?
No, we just didn't have them growing up. Like, my mom never went out of her way to buy croquetas. Like, when we had parties, we just didn't have croquetas. Like, we didn't have
pateritos. Funny story about a party.
We didn't have any, like, the typical Cuban pastries that people buy. Like, we just didn't buy them because my family is not Cuban. So
my family is not Cuban either, but we know delicious when we see it.
But see, I like... Shut up, Christy. I get so much shit from it. I really like the processed ones, like the deep fried, like they came from a freezer croquetas, and I know that that's what they are. I'm not a fan of the homemade type croqueta because it's very different from all the previous croquetas that I've had. So when I go and have an Isla Canaria croqueta, I'm like, this is not my favorite thing.
So I'm going to tell you a story about it.
But because it pisses them off so much, I like to say that I hate them. So, because it's been 3 years and they won't let it go.
It's weird.
That is weird.
Let it go. And this is coming from some... And this
about
is,
parties and stuff. So when my parents are from Uruguay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also not Cuban.
High five.
High five. South America, baby.
Yes.
Anyway. when my mom went to her first party in New Jersey when they moved to the U.S., they went to a Dominican party. And in Uruguay, you don't eat rice unless you're poor.
Right.
Like, now everybody eats rice. Yeah. But back in the day, that's what they gave poor people.
Right.
So my mom went to this party and saw that there was rice and was thinking to herself, why are these people having rice? Why are they having a party if they can't afford to feed their people, guests? But they're Dominican, so it's like rice. But then she was like, the worst part was that they had a bowl of the concon, which is like the burnt rice from the bottom of the pot. And people were eating that.
Yeah.
So she was like, these people were super poor and they're like having this
they were
like
even burnt rice.
They were even eating burnt rice.
My one of my like really close friends, his wife like will fight you for that.
The
like,
burnt rice?
Like that is her jam. Like she loves it. Like he specifically like makes it for her. Sabrina?
Yeah.
Like she like he'll post pictures and he's like,
it depends. Like there's certain things that the burnt, like even lunch today, I had burnt ends. That they cook meat, and then the edges that get burnt out, they literally cut them off.
And you had to pay for
that as a separate thing.
But wait, you mean like skin?
No, like
no. It's actual meat, but it's the burnt end of it. So
think of like a piece of churrasco. The ends that are thinner,
they're tasty.
Cook faster,
yes,
so they burn.
It's just a plate of that.
You can do that?
I have that at Hole in the Wall all the time for lunch when I go.
God, I hate you so much some days.
Yeah. The tavern?
Yeah.
Really?
Burnt ends?
They have burnt ends. You have to ask, though, because it depends on what they cook that day, whether they're going to have burnt ends or not.
I want weird things to ask for.
Well, it's like going to chicken.
Can I have the burnt ends?
Burnt ends with onion rings and like a garlic bread toast.
Well, it's like going to Chicken Kitchen and be like, can I have some skin?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Really?
What?
I don't like chicken. My mom.
What is wrong with
my
you?
Mom?
That's
never
it,
let
I'm leaving.
My mom never let me eat it growing up.
This is
so,
bullshit.
She was like, "It's not the chicken skin is not good for you." So she never like
the chicken would, skin may not be good for you, but it's fucking delicious.
The chicken skin.
But she would always
chicken
take it
tasteful
off my chicken. Like she wouldn't serve
need
it to me.
To Elvira.
I'll fight with people to get the skin wrong so that I can eat it with the regular chicken. Because if not, the regular chicken's gross.
You can have my skin, Jeff.
Thanks, BFF.
You're welcome, BFF.
I thought I was your BFF.
We're all BFFs. BFFs.
I can't.
We're, what is it? We're poly
I don't know if we
BFFs
can be friends. I'm too old to make new friends. I told you that the you, other day.
We all thought
you,
we were.
You just made new friends.
I know. But I was already kind of friends.
But
with
there's
her,
still a rule.
Of.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you don't count because you're just married to her. So
yeah,
it's like,
she, yeah,
it's a package deal.
Yeah.
I'm the more fun one.
He really is, yeah, sometimes. I've accepted it. I acknowledge it.
Like, I love Christy.
A Latin,
but, yeah,
line dancer.
I had this whole conversation today with someone about the whole making new friends thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm
oh,
too
no,
old
I say it all
for
the
that
time
shit.
Listen,
like,
I,
well, she told me that she met somebody that you introduced her,
yeah,
to, and I was like,
Olivia,
what?
Yeah.
You're too old to make new fucking friends. We don't have time for
but
that
shit.
But
it also depends, because like at work,
it depends on the friend.
That's like other job kids, other kids' parties.
Sure. So, but here's
no
the thing. Like, for example, I'm 30. I'm 36.
No, that's just because people piss me off.
I just started
off, so
a new
depends
job, but I've made new friends on the people that I'm working with in my new job.
This is what happened to me too. I said I was too old, but now I have this new job too. I had the same job for 11 years, and then boom, I get a new job, and then it's all these new people, and I'm like, fuck.
There's a lot missing from that story.
What?
The boom, I got a new job.
Well, no, yeah, I spent 2 months at home, and it was fucking awful. Don't ever do it. I don't know how you do that shit every day.
I am not made to work.
See, I made
no, I'm not. Wait.
That is the most.
Oh, but you can't
say.
Don't
ever,
ever say that, because then people say that stay at home.
The Real Housewives
work
of Sweetwater just happened right in front of me.
The
I
Real
am not made to work.
Well, actually, there is another comic's wife and I that we had a conversation a couple years ago. We're like, we're gonna be the Real Housewives of comedies of comedians.
You could have a show.
We should have a show.
You need a better name.
I know. We'll come
like
up with it.
Like just like Wags.
Mm-hmm.
You need a better name.
I like Wags though.
But you're not a wag.
I know I'm not a wag.
But they have a good word. Like, that's
yeah,
a good name.
Wives and girlfriends. But
wives and girlfriends of sports players.
Oh.
They're wags.
I didn't even know that.
They have see a show.
They have a show on E.
They have a show on E.
E.
You could call yourselves Wax?
No.
No.
Wax?
He's like, hold on, let me figure this out. But yeah, no, I'm too old for new friends. Fucking
yeah, like
shit.
I had to, I switched positions at work last year, and I had, so like I had to actually socialize with a group of people that I don't, because I was always on the fourth floor at work, even though I had a different, I was in a different department. So I, but he was in the fourth floor, so I socialized.
You guys work
with
in
that
the same place?
Used to.
We used to.
But
don't shit where you eat.
No,
I, no, it was,
it was good.
It was good. We actually
yeah
liked it.
We actually
you
we
like
actually
shitting where you eat?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like eating shit. Wait, what?
We did a lot of that.
That's one of our things. No, like the thing is we would, the funny part is we wouldn't really see each other that much at work. We would have lunch together and stuff like that. I was more with my work wife.
Yeah. This aww is my work husband.
Yeah. But
hey, remember when you told me that you didn't want me making new friends, that you were jealous of my new work friends? These were my new work friends.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that shit. You guys suck.
And technically I wasn't a new
I'm
work
buddy
friend
pants.
I was
okay. That is my name. That is my work wife name. Buddy Pants.
You never gave
technically
me
oh
you
what
my work husband. That was
you're
your name.
Work husband. That's like
well
a fucking title. I have a
though
nickname.
I do have two.
The thing
work
is she
husbands
has two work husbands. And we're okay with it. We understand.
They are each other's work husbands.
We're yeah. It's a weird
like we're like
kinda
in a polyamorous
yeah
work.
Technically, I still stand by the
fact I don't even work with
of
them.
The time, 90% of the, yeah,
and they're still my
90%
work
of the time, she's not even involved in it.
I still stand by the fact that Neri was mine.
What's missing from my BAM? I got a new job.
How you lost your old job?
Oh, well, my boss was a cunt.
So. Oh.
She's not wrong.
Not my new boss. My new boss is amazing.
Did she almost go on a Disney cruise, but she was too pregnant?
No.
Oh.
But she could
sorry
have.
That's a separate one that I thought of.
She could have.
She could have. Yeah.
I still stand by the fact that Neri was my like my friend. So technically, I'm not a new friend. I just switched.
Yeah.
The thing is, Vanessa and I.
Yeah, because I was closer Neary's
than
friends.
Neary and I.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she and I were more friends than Neary.
He would come up to me because I used to work on the fourth floor with Neary, and he was on the third floor. And then they switched my department because my my boss at the time didn't want me.
Yeah, they moved you around.
They moved me because she didn't want me on the same floor as Neary. Like, we were in the same department. Which and she stupid. Just didn't want us in the same department, which was dumb because we never even spoke. I talked to Chris more than I would talk to Neary. And so they moved me, and I ended up on the third floor. And that's, like, right around that time, like, Neary had just started WooBro, which is one of the other podcasts on the WooBro Network.
I was like, I don't even know this. I don't know
Well, they're from
either.
Alabama.
That Shiver's the horror movie one that I do with Neary, because Neary hates horror movies, so we make him watch them.
I hate horror movies, too.
But we make Neary watch them, which is even
I would
better.
Never fucking watch that shit. I hate them.
And then What's Good, they're from Alabama.
Yeah, but the whole idea was like, at work, the whole reason most of... What's Up, Bro has been going on for a while, but...
They're the OG podcast. That's the one that started all of this.
Yeah, everything that snowballed from it was because Neary, myself, and another person would always...
Another person, he who must not be named?
Correct. Would
Voldemort.
Always
my ex-work-husband.
Would always talk about...
Shade.
Like, random... movies, sci-fi stuff, like all this stuff. And the girls would always be like, you guys should do a podcast.
Yeah. But even before that, like when I first moved to the third floor, there was times where Jeff would come out of nowhere and be like, you need to tell your husband. And like stuff that Neary said on What's Up, Bro. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't
That's how care. We became...
That's how Jeff
began.
And I became friends. Because he would like yell at me for things that Neary would say. And I was like, cool, let's talk about something else now.
And then the best, so
and we didn't even sit anywhere near each other.
After Oliver, right?
It was before Oliver,
right?
Like,
before Oliver,
right? Before Oliver, we like got moved again.
She got moved, but she got moved to the seat behind me.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was then Sophie had the accident with the
she broke her leg. And I had
and
to,
then the job sucked.
And so she was gone.
The job
for
did
a while.
Suck. I was gone for a while, but then the job sucked about it. And they were like, well, we can't hold your job, but we can't tell you what to do. And I was like, cool. I quit.
Assholes.
Yeah.
So.
And we were all excited too. I was like, oh my God, you're sitting right behind me.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. But
no, we didn't spend that much time together sitting near each other. It would have been bad. We would have gotten in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You would have gotten fired anyway, probably.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
So I think it worked out for like.
Probably a good idea.
It probably worked out for the best.
Yeah, even though I'm no
I just
longer
thought of
working
Dwight
at that
when he said
either.
Fact. I thought Dwight.
I'm no longer working fact. At that place either though.
Oh,
so
Bears.
You couldn't
beat Battlestar
Galactica,
which you can see in the entrance of Mountain Geekmore, which I'm on. Hi,
and I'm on too. Apparently, I've been on a lot lately.
No, it's you, me, and Missy's podcast now.
We've taken over.
We've taken it over.
It's the Three Amigos podcast. Yeah.
I've actually never listened to that one. Is that bad?
It's really fun.
Geekmore?
It's actually really fun.
It's all right.
I try to participate in that whole like Martin Rushmore thing, and I always get it wrong, and then Neary yells at me.
But it's not about getting...
No,
how
but
do you
here's
get it
the
wrong?
Thing. Neary's
because I always
wrong,
do
like
not enough
oh,
people.
You need to
not,
pick four.
Yes, I always
Neary's
do three. And then
wrong 90% of the time, so don't worry about it. But
no, she's usually just missing one pick.
I'm missing one pick.
Wrong.
I always pick three, and he's but like, "Does not rush from after."
We're gonna be friends on Facebook, and I'm gonna defend you.
Oh, I love that!
I got you,
Nate. I mean,
but you have
take
to friend
time, Nate.
You have to
our
friend
son, our dog.
Me.
What else do you want to call me? Not even me.
Not even you.
She doesn't fucking know my name.
No, Neary always does that
nine,
though.
Wine.
But Neary loves to do that shit. Like Neary loves to call out people for putting three.
Is that? Does Mount Rushmore only have three presidents?
Or when they put one pick, and he's like, "Cool, so you have a statue." What are your other picks? I'm like, you're
leave
such
him
a
alone.
Dick.
You should listen because we did one that it was Vanessa, myself, Missy, and Neary that we didn't know what the topic was. We just randomly drew it. Ended up being 90s hip hop from 1995
we did 95
to
99,
and it was hilarious. It was
so
it was
much
a trip.
Fun.
It was a trip doing that. But
oh, those are our brackets.
Oh, those were our brackets for the selections for the other one.
So I don't friend request people on Facebook. They have to friend request.
I got
me.
You. Don't okay. worry.
I'm like a rogue.
Don't just think I'm thirsty. I got friend requested by two people
that you don't know
this week. That well, one I Ew. Liked a picture of a friend of mine that was an old coworker, and his mom sent me.
His mom.
Facebook keeps like telling me to be friends with your family members for like 3 weeks. Seeing your dad.
You are my work wife.
That's true. They should get to know me.
My dad doesn't post anything.
Get to know
yeah,
me.
He only does it to see pictures of
me. Yeah, my.
It was like, and I'm like, that's Jeff's dad. Why does Facebook keep telling me to be friends
but
with
my, but it didn't
dad?
Even offer me to have my friend's mom as a friend.
No, she
did
she
it herself.
Did.
Oh, I know. I liked the picture.
Well, maybe Facebook told her. Well, if you liked the her, was it her picture?
Maybe, but like, I still don't know you. Like, I don't
yeah,
know you.
Like that.
But you like my son, John.
So, I don't know how much longer are you gonna? Because I've got
like 5 minutes.
Oh,
5 minutes.
So BuzzFeed put this article out right now that I'm a little offended
just
by.
Just this second,
right now. Okay. Talking about top sheets.
Top
about
sheets?
About millennials and how they don't use them?
That they don't use top sheets.
I don't use a top sheet either.
Okay. I use a top sheet, but it's like, I won't fuck with you. Like, I won't talk to you. I won't be friends with you. It's
wait, what?
So, a top sheet is, if you have a comforter, you have a sheet underneath the comforter.
Right, you have the comforter, the loose sheet, and then the fitted sheet.
The loose sheet.
Yeah, the loose sheet. The one that doesn't have the elastic on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, there's that one. Then there's the sheet that you tuck under the fucking bed.
Nobody does that shit. Okay.
My wife.
I do when Neri's not here.
Right. And then there's the comforter, the duvet, whatever,
right,
on top.
Right. So millennials don't use the top sheet?
Apparently they don't use the top sheet. They just
use
the
duvet. I'm a millennial.
But why?
But I'm not.
I don't know.
I don't use it because we use like the fitted sheet. Uh-huh. We use the pillowcases. And then Hansel and I both have our own like little... Like, it's like a fuzzy...
Like a blanket?
Chenille type blanket.
That's technically a top sheet if you have a duvet on top.
But there's not... We don't make our bed. Is that bad?
No.
No, because I don't either. I get yelled at
by actually, me. Recently, I started making our bed because when we're not home, we leave the dogs in our bedroom.
Right.
And they have taken to getting on our bed, and they only get on my side of the bed.
Well, like Gunner?
Because, unfortunately, I don't like them, but they seem to really like me, so they get on my side of the bed, and they don't get on Neri's side of the bed at all. Like, they are never on Neri's side
of
the bed.
If
you look at our comforter right now, I need to wash it.
Your dog's name is Gutter?
Gunner.
Gunner.
Oh, I was like, that is
That's worse than Gunther.
They call him Gunther. They say Gunther.
Yeah, Missy and I call him Gunther. His name is Gunther.
Stop yelling!
I thought you were sleeping.
Thing is, long story short, quick long story short, my dog was named after my favorite soccer team, which is Arsenal. They call them the Gunners because their logo has a
into your microphone.
Sorry.
You what can't part, talk
how much did you miss?
Aren't you like a professional?
No, I can hear you.
The gun that they have a big cannon as their logo. They're called the Gunners. So we decided, hey, Gunner's a cool name for it. We have a miniature schnauzer. And we're like, Gunner sounds fits appropriate.
Gunner's a great name for a dog.
Yeah. We were like, it's appropriate.
I used to have a dog.
And then we found out that somebody at my old job named their son Gunner.
Yeah.
Around the same time. So
they took your name.
There's that. So I have a hashtag for like kids and dog names. I have a hashtag for both kids, which is Sophie and Ollie, when I post a picture of both of them together. I checked it the other day. There's somebody with two dogs. I think they are like Malteses. And they're named Sophie and Ollie. And
they totally stole your name.
They stole my fucking hashtag. So
motherfuckers.
Pissed. So pissed.
I love it.
Okay, but so why aren't they using top sheets? Back to this, because I'm like, because
they're useless.
But
no, they're not. I like sleeping with the top sheet.
They're
and
always
the
like
comforter.
Cold. It's not like,
but that's why I like that. See, it's here, cold, and then you got the comforter on top, and then you like roll into a little burrito when you get
here's,
warm.
Here's my thing: is my house, and I fight with my wife and my mother-in-law because she lives with us.
Does she sleep with you?
My mother-in-law.
Why are you fighting with her then about your?
Well,
sheet?
No, just no. In general, that's how we roll.
That's
just what happens.
The temperature in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the house has to be 70 degrees or I'm dying.
Yeah.
So I like
that's
to
how
sleep.
I feel at night. During
I like
day,
it to be cold,
to be
but me with the ability to cover myself with the top sheet and the duvet,
right?
To keep myself warm,
right?
But if I'm without either of them and it's 71 degrees, I'm dying.
Yeah, it's too hot.
It's too hot.
I agree.
So that's why I like the top sheet. And then if it's slightly warm, but it's not too bad, or like Nathan's in the bed with us,
mm-hmm.
I don't put the duvet. I take it off and I just keep the top sheet because it's thin.
Well, okay, so like...
And it's,
no, I can't sleep with a thin sheet like that because things can touch you.
Well, yeah, you need protection.
You need protection.
Do
we have to have an episode about your haunted house?
I am a fucking chicken shit. I cannot walk. Like if I was walking from one... Even at home, we're in an apartment. I turn off like... I have to have the light on in front of me to turn off the light.
Me too. Me too. I do the same thing.
Because I feel like somebody's like looking at me. No, that's why I don't watch horror movies.
My kids sleep with the light in the hallway on, and tonight they're not here. I'm going to leave the light in the hallway on.
It's not really for them. It's for you.
I'm not opposed to having it on. But
because that'll stop a demon.
But at least I can see it.
Yeah, exactly. I leave the kitchen light on, so if Jude wakes up at night, he can find our room.
Guiding lights.
It's really for me.
Okay, so back to the top sheet thing, because I'm like, really? I don't understand. When I sleep alone, when Neri's not home, I sleep with my top sheet and the comforter. When Neri is home, he steals the entire top sheet, and that's mainly what he sleeps with. So when he's not, when he is here, I don't use the top sheet because he takes it from me. But I still sleep with my comforter. So I don't understand.
Sounds like it's time for you guys to get separate sheets.
I think so.
Yeah.
Why?
That is the best thing ever.
Why? Like, is there a reason why? Like, what does the article say?
No, it just says that
I actually know somebody that makes their bed and sleeps on top of their bed so they don't have to make their bed every day.
That's Sophie. That is my 6-year-old.
Wait, are we talking about bed making?
Because he just told us he just saw BuzzFeed article that millennials don't use the top sheet.
I don't use the top sheet. I hate it.
Why?
It's pointless.
It's pointless.
Why? I'm sorry. The woman that's taken off and put on a hoodie 5 times.
I only use my comforter.
Is shocking you that she doesn't fucking wear it to use a top sheet?
But
it gets crumpled at the bottom of the thing. There's no point to it. By the end of the night, all I got is a bunch of material on my legs and my comforter. So I just might as well stick with my comforter.
That's right.
Well, I was just saying, like, when Neri's home.
Can I ask why you're jabbing your barefoot? Ow!
What?
Get a pedicure.
You're supposed to have sex later. You can't hurt him there.
I have hair on my thighs. Any.
She already decided.
I have hair on my thighs.
You have what?
She just stabbed it. She just like pulled it.
Did he say he had an hair?
I'm hairy
hair?
As fuck.
He said he has hair on his
thighs. I'm like
thighs.
A 40-year-old Serbian man.
And she... I think
no offense to any Serbian listeners.
Or 40-year-olds.
All right, guys. I'm gonna land this thing.
I'm 41, so... Thanks, asshole.
She's older than
you're
I am.
Younger.
Sweet, I'm old. Thanks. I'll take it.
What?
What is happening? I don't know. We're
I'm bonding with my new best friend.
Yeah, hello.
Listen, shut the fuck up.
Vanessa, we've had 4 bottles of wine.
Missy, shut up!
That is domestic abuse, okay?
You're still my favorite! Shut the fuck up!
In front of your wife?
Your and your wife? New BFF?
I was gonna say.
All right, guys, I'm gonna learn this. I'm gonna.
Missy's ruining it.
I'm gonna.
Why isn't Missy in here?
Because she likes to come on Fridays and just watch TV on my couch.
Kelly!
No, she's watching David Letterman now.
Okay, so today this is a very special episode of Mamas and Merlot. We had 3 different wines. We have had 4 bottles. Our record is 5, right? With
when,
Q?
When do you turn it off? Bottles? That means we can't drink anymore?
No, we're good. This just means that we can...
I'm just trying to... Like,
and rum.
I'm just
this means
to...
we can talk shit and we don't have to keep it recorded.
You're trying to what, sweetheart?
She's trying to close this shit.
Trying to bring it down.
So today we tried...
We tried 3 wines. The first one was rum. The one... You were the only one that had the rum, all right?
Kraken.
Missy had
2 bottles of rum. 2 glasses of rum.
Okay, so we had one. The first one was the Once Upon a Vine, the Fairest Chardonnay,
right?
Which is the Disney wine.
Which we tried the red before on the show. This
we tried
time
the Big Red Blend, yeah. And we tried the Charming Pinot.
Charming Pinot.
Charming.
I like this.
I like that one more than the
it's good.
One.
Yeah, that one's that
well,
Chardonnay.
It's the more expensive.
Yeah, the Once Upon a Vine Chardonnay is better than the California Roots Chardonnay.
What is that?
And the Winking Owl Merlot Moscato that we had was just a nice
what peach.
I don't want to know
it's a peach.
Happening.
It is a peach, but read what it says.
So we had.
I see it now.
So we had the Once Upon a Vine Ferris.
I thought you were trying to land this shit, Vanessa.
I got distracted by a peach.
The Ferris Chardonnay. Stop. The Ferris. Wait. Let me do it. So Nerio, appreciate this.
Okay,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Ja.
How? Why would he appreciate that?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what I do to Neri at the theater, at the movie theater. I totally did that to Neri when we went to the movies to see Black Panther. He was just like talking all the time, and I just go to Neri. Finally, at one point, I go, Neri, ja.
I haven't seen Black Panther.
You should.
Oh, you should see it.
I don't see any superhero movies.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, you should.
You gotta go see Killmonger.
Oh, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Girl. You gotta go see that. Girl. Oh yeah, girl.
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 Girl. Girl.
Well,
girl.
If Jeffrey said it, then I'm in.
Girl.
Oi.
We're just gonna keep saying,
let me tell
girl.
You something. I wanna move to Wakanda.
Well, I think everybody wants to move to Wakanda.
Yeah, but you like the other one.
Espérate, let me show
what
you.
The
what's his name?
Espérate. Well, because my baby's living
Chadwick
there now.
Chadwick Boseman.
He's okay, but my boo-boo's living there now.
What?
Okay. Como? My white wolf.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bucky's over there.
Bucky's in Wakanda.
All right, sorry, where were you?
So,
airplanes
once upon
and
a vine.
Sorry, we really apologize to all of our listeners for this. So once upon a vine, the fairest Chardonnay was pretty decent. We really liked it. We also drank a California Roots Chardonnay, the Target $5 wine. And obviously, like
That doesn't make me holla, honey.
Yeah, not saying that it was bad, but yes, the once upon a vine was smoother.
Yes.
Than yeah. the California Roots.
Well, let me. I like reading these.
I
labels.
Like the one that had alcohol in it.
Shush. Thank you. She's trying to land it.
Who's the fairest of them all? Our Chardonnay is surely a contender for the crown. Relax with a glass of our classically elegant Chardonnay, lightly touched with oak to give it a creamy, indulgent texture. Let its lush flavors of honeysuckle, vanilla, and creme brulee transport you to a magical vineyard far, far away.
Yeah, it's a tasty, tasty Chardonnay.
And it does smell creamy.
And Chardonnays usually have a bite
I like
to them.
It's very smooth.
Yeah, Chardonnays usually have a bite, and this one doesn't have that bite that the other the California Roots
that
has.
The $5 wine has.
I was scared of this one, but it was.
It's really good.
It's very good. And then the Winking Owl Moscato. Again, Winking Owl has not let us down
live
yet.
Off this stuff
because it is the Aldi.
It's the Aldi, the three, it's less than $3.
Yeah, it's their like $2 chuck from like Trader Joe's. This is the Aldi one called Winking Owl, and we've had basically almost all of them, I think, and they have not disappointed. They're a good, like, you know, straightforward wine. And I think since we drank the Once Upon a Vine first, and then we drank the Moscato in the middle and the California Roots at the end, it was a nice little refreshing.
It was.
But
it's very sweet.
I warn all of our listeners, if you are not a drinker of Moscato, this bitch goes down fast.
Yes.
Because it's sweet and it like just
at home,
tastes
I just
like
put a straw in this shit.
Yeah. It tastes like if you're
like
just
a
like
a fun straw, like a twirly
oh, that's
straw.
Almost like a like Riesling. Like I love Riesling.
I love Riesling too, but yeah, and it's that sweet little like oh, we're done more. We went through the two bottles of
in like
so fast.
5 minutes.
So fast.
But Jeff drank most of it.
I did.
But so, and then, so we did it was a fun night. We had our Once Upon a Vine, our Winking Out, and California Roots. So this is our first.
This was like our first real wine tasting.
Yeah.
We usually only have one type of wine.
That's what Paula and I do.
That's right.
I'm going to blame
it's
you.
It's a Jeff and Paula
We thing. Have been asked, and I think we're going to pull it off at some point in time, to do a Mama's Wine tasting. That like.
Yeah, we've been trying to put that together.
Yeah, well.
Like where you have people come.
Yeah.
To you?
Maybe
that
like
would
a
be awesome.
All-star like, event.
Yeah.
All-star.
You're,
like a meet
world
and greet?
Star. What?
Not world star, no. baby. We don't need no. none of that shit. That's like.
That's so fun.
Yeah, not for. I can't fight.
No. Miss has got her stretchy pants.
Yeah, listen. I can video it. That's about it. And I can
call
the cops.
You could be the one that screams world star in the background.
Yeah.
World star. All right, guys. So thank you so much for
if
checking us out.
If you have listened through this entire episode,
seriously,
please
like,
give yourself a pat on the back.
Thank
and give us five
thank
stars.
You.
Give us five stars.
Which, yeah, by the way, give us five stars. We haven't had some new reviews in a while.
Yes. You can find
only
us.
If you give us five stars. You can call us bitches and whores, but give us five stars. No, that's my rule. I'm sorry.
You're never going to end this
no,
podcast.
No, never. It's going to be like a 3.5 hour podcast of me just trying to
hey,
sign off.
This whole story.
So you can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find Jeffrey on the Mount Geekmore podcast, which I have been on a lot recently.
Yes.
We have What's Up Bro, What's Good, Shiver, Zeros on Heroes, Comedy Fitness, The Talking Geek.
Comedy Fitness.
Yeah, we're missing some tiles.
We're working on tiles.
We're working
Don't
on
worry about it.
We got them. We just need to put them up. What? We got a review?
We got two new reviews.
Woo!
Speaking of.
Okay, read them real quick and
Will
then we'll finish.
Yeah, which actually one is random. The other one, I'm going to give a shout out to my love.
Okay.
One was from Thor's World, 1976.
Nice.
5 stars. Love it. Great show. Love hearing Miami moms talking. And then
the say like
better
a lot.
Like
better like
better like.
And the other one, I'm gonna give Jeff one chance to guess who left this.
Okay. Suarez.
What happens in Vegas stays.
Suarez.
What happens in Vegas?
Dan, Danny. There's he.
Who lives in Vegas?
Oh, Marco.
Yes,
your
my uncle. It says Christy's crazy uncle. New to the podcast, I drive a lot, which is work related. I drive a lot with my work and started listening to y'all. This is and he does write y'all.
Y'all.
He talks like that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna vouch for that shit. Okay.
This is great. I laugh and I enjoy so much. Please continue. Love you, ladies.
Love you, old mother. I love you, old motherfucker.
We love you too.
Yeah, that's how Jeff and him talk to each other. It's really weird.
I love you, old motherfucker.
Well,
can I make the announcement about the event that we're
going to
be able to
So,
yes,
and you're invited as well.
Oh, yay!
We're doing it.
You're inviting everybody.
We're doing a special event that is sponsored by GeekBro.net by our Geek podcast network, the Talking Geek, which I'm also another mini podcast that we do off of that Crit or Die, which is a board gaming and gaming podcast to try to get people into gaming. I do a lot.
Too fucking many.
Yeah, we do
too fucking many.
So, what we're doing
is... We have another podcast that is still, like, in the works of being released.
It hasn't been done yet, yeah. So, April 28th is International...
I have to start struggling. Yeah.
So, April 28th is International Tabletop Day. It's known... They do an event to get people to learn about gaming, to learn about, you know, meeting new people and just kind of getting into board
games. Guys, I'm going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah. So, we're going to be holding an event down in Miami, if you're in the area, at a place called Artistic Vibes, which is the wonderful Q...
We have
Q and
Mamas
are the owners.
Yeah, and Mamas has recorded from there
a couple times. We love Q and V to death.
It's like our home away from home.
We're going to be doing an event.
Safe space.
It's $5 to get an all day gaming event. I'm not the owners of this place.
I'm apparently working the door. We'll talk.
Yeah, but
booby touches, it's fine.
We're going to be doing all day. Nice. It's from 11 a.m. till midnight, probably later than midnight, depending on if Q has anything to do the next day. But we're going to be doing...
So nice to not have children.
Demos of games. We're going to be doing Dungeons & Dragons. We're going to be doing a bunch of other games just to introduce people and get people together to just hang out and play games. There's alcohol. There's going to be beer. There's going to be possibly food trucks. I think we're working on
guys,
that
guys, if
right
you
now.
Have a food truck... Come on by.
Let us know. But it's going to be April 28th at
I was going to say, when is
Vibes.
This?
We're going to be reposting it. There's some messages on Facebook and stuff like that. The mamas will repost it on their page.
We shall.
But everybody's going to be there. We're going to actually also do live episodes of some of the podcasts at the event. So please come out. Even if it's for a couple hours, come meet us.
Come play Dungeons & Dragons.
We're going to do a meet and greet, I think, from 11 a.m. to 12 for anybody that's going to be coming.
Drink with us.
But we're going to be there for... I'm going to be there all day, but and I think a lot of people are going to be there most of the day.
I'm going to try.
If you're not a creeper, if you're not a creeper, you might be able to meet my kid.
Later.
God damn it, Missy!
Tabletop day. Nothing?
Yeah. If you're not a creeper, you can meet my kid.
Are you going to bring
him? He'll be there for a little bit.
I'm not bringing him. God damn, who farted?
Probably the dog.
Probably the dog.
No, I know it wasn't you. I know
it. Oh, it hit me. But yeah, so please, we would love to meet you guys.
April 28th
we would
love to meet
at Artistic Vibes. It's called Game Con. That's what we're calling it.
Creative.
Never heard that before.
Q came up with it. And I love it.
She showed me her boobies. In a bra. She showed me her bra.
Cool. Cool. That's great. So, yeah. 28th.
Still apologizing.
So, that's thank you for letting me make that announcement.
You're welcome, Jeffrey. Thank you for sharing with us.
Okay.
All right, guys. So, again, you can... What?
Huh? I said all Dungeons & Dragons shit, and I'm married.
So, You can...
Huh?
So, like I said, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network. You can find us on Acast and iTunes.
Go on.
download, subscribe, 5 stars, share with your friends. Boop. He just booped me. What is happening? Thank you so much for checking us out, you guys. I truly appreciate you sticking with us for so long. Oh my god,
and we apologize.
Jeff profusely. Is drinking straight from the bottle.
I apologize profusely for Jeffrey.
But this was so fun. This was really fun. Thank you, Paula. Do you want to like plug all your side hustles?
Yes.
Oh, I side hustle everything.
So many side hustles.
LuLaRoe. I sell. You can find me on Facebook, LuLaRoe Paula Carbone, CARBON.
Yes.
I sell paparazzi jewelry, $5 jewelry, all lead and nickel free. And then what? Perfectly Posh.
Perfectly Posh is where you can find the sleepy stick that puts
the sleep
Jeff
stick.
Sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to get.
Which I'm getting a free.
Yeah, he's free getting one. A free one because my new BFF.
Woo!
So Perfectly Posh, paulacarbone.po.sh.
Yes, Perfectly Posh is awesome. Love it, love it, love it. It's vegan, right?
It's all natural and they do have vegan options.
Yes. So
it's awesome.
It is really awesome. And everything smells amazing.
Yes.
I love the face masks.
Yes.
All right, guys. So once again, thank you so much for checking us out. We love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Love you guys. Thank
love
you.
Love you.
Yo.
Yo.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.